The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Mighty Mud Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabre's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Cheer Chevrolet, Three Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
For anyone that has ever put on a pair of skates, whether you're a peewee, a bantam, a mite, a high school player, a college player, or an NHL player, the goal is to win a championship. That's the reason people play competitive sports. The Middlebury College Panther hockey team is no different. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bruce Zeman from the Harold Alfond Rink here in Waterville, Maine. The opening contest of the 2018-2019 NESCAC hockey season. The Panthers on the road tonight taking on the defending NESCAC champions, the Colby College Mules, here at the Alfond Arena. Looking forward to being with you this season. It is going to be an exciting one, and as I mentioned a moment ago, the goal in playing competitive sports is to win a championship. Hockey is a crazy game. I personally have been involved in it for almost 30-something years now. It's a fun game, but it's also a hard game. It's a game that can wreck you. You have to do the right things on and off the ice. You can play the perfect game, and you can get a bounce that can cost you to lose a game. Or conversely, you can play a terrible game, and you can have a puck take a bounce in your favor, and you can win a game. One of the reasons I think it's the best sport that you can possibly play is that it is a game that teaches you a lot, not only about sports and yourself, but also about life. It teaches you about adversity, working through challenges, at times playing hurt, coming together, and a lot of other tangible parts of life that you're able to use, not only on the ice, but also off the ice. And when it comes to being successful on the ice, there are few teams that are even close to the history, the storied history, of the Middlebury College Panthers. Since the formation of the NESCAC back in the year 2000, the Middlebury College Panthers have won 8 NESCAC championships. Trinity has won 4, Amherst has won 3, Bowdoin 2, and the Colby College Mules last year finally getting to the big dance and winning it all. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, they're going to be raising their championship banner here at the Alfond Arena. So it should be pretty exciting, because for the Mules, it was their first trip to the championship game, and they were seated 6th coming into the championship round, and they shocked the Trinity College Bantams 4-1, which is just another example of why you play these games. Again, in the NESCAC, there are 10 teams. The top 8 make the playoffs, and so the 6-seeded Mules beating the top-seeded Bantams last year. Again, this is why you play the games to begin with. Now let's take a look at the season previews for both teams. We'll take a look first for the Colby College Mules. The Mules finished the season last year at 17-11-2, good for 6th in the next NESCAC. 17-11-2 overall, 9-7-2 in the conference. And again, as mentioned, they beat the Trinity College Bantams 4-1 to win their first NESCAC title. The Mules start the new season after winning the title and making the NCAA Frozen Four last season. They lost 9 seniors to graduation, but have got plenty of talent returning. Keenan Scott, who was the leading scorer for the Mules last year, returns. He is back for his junior year. He finished with 27 points last year, 16 assists, and 11 goals. Also, Nick O'Connor, Thomas Stahlhuth are Colby's co-captains. And one of the things that's kind of interesting for the Mules, their first, fourth, and fifth leading scorer from last year, Keenan Scott, Nick O'Connor, and Justin Grillo, all back this year. And so it'll be interesting to see how they, or if they, show up on the score sheet tonight. Also, Andrew Tucci, Mac Burton, and Joe McDonald are the goaltenders. Mark Laprine, Thomas Stallhuth, and Billy Overby all return on defense. Taking a look at some of the numbers for the Mules last year. Their power play was pretty good, 22 for 116, 19% on the year. The penalty kill, 72 of 88 for 81.8%. They were 7-4, 7-4-1 at home, 10-7-1 on the road. They scored 3.37 goals per game and gave up 2.40, and they are looking to defend their NESCAC title. Now, for the Middlebury College Panthers, it was a tough year last year. Middlebury comes into the 2018-2019 campaign very optimistic, learning each day and working to reach the goals set forth by the team. The team looks to gain from the experience that they got last year with their goal of ascending the conference standing, because they finished last year 10th in the conference at 4-17-3. And this year, they're led by Coach Neil Sinclair, who begins his fourth year behind the bench. Coming back to the program, they return a solid nucleus of players. They graduated just six players, but welcome nine new faces to the mix. The Panthers return their top four scorers from the 2017-2018 season, led by senior captain Camille Tkachuk and junior captain Owen Powers. Powers, by the way, produced the game-winning goal during the Panthers' victory over St. Michael's in the Middlebury Holiday Classic and had four goals during NESCAC play. Tkachuk logged ice time in all 24 contests, three goals, and was tied for the team lead with five assists for 8 points. Junior forward Mitchell Allen, also a key contributor last year. He skated in 20 games. He scored the game-winning goal against third-ranked Oswego to win the Middlebury Holiday Classic. And some of the other forwards who saw extended ice time last season, sophomore Michael Fahey, he had a three-point effort against Lawrence, along with junior Danny Tye and sophomore Alex Heinrichs. This group of forwards is going to be heavily leaned on for significant minutes and production this season. On the Panther blue line, the Panthers will turn to senior assistant captain Jimmy McKee, along with junior Brendan Dawson, as well as welcoming back senior Spencer Cage, who missed a good part of the last two seasons. Also on the blue line, senior Ryan Ash will battle for ice time as all of the aforementioned players appeared in more than 18 games last season. It's a deep defensive group, it's experience, and they're going to be battling for ice time. And between the pipes, a real competition this year. Tonight, junior Brian Ketchabaugh is going to be in net for the Panthers, but the Panthers also have senior netminder Henry Cutting, who earlier today on my morning show on WBTK, Coach Sinclair called the team's glue guy. More on that later. And they've also got freshman Adam Wisco, who'll be battling for the job. And a season ago, Ketchabaugh saw action in four games for the Panthers, and he actually started against Norwich. Again, some of the numbers for the Panthers last year, 5 for 70 on the power play, only 7.1%, although it did get better as the season went on. Their penalty kill was one of their strong points last year, 83 for 96, 86.5%. They were 2-9-3 at home, 2-8-0 on the road. Again, 10th in the NESCAC, 1.38 goals for per game. That is something they're definitely going to have to improve on. Their goals against, 3.12. One of the things that's going to be interesting to see for the Panthers is how the team's chemistry come together, because the team is comprised of four seniors, eight juniors, six sophomores, and 10 freshmen. So a lot of new faces, and it remains to be seen how the senior leadership, or the leadership on this team, rather, Camille Tkachuk and Owen Powers, the captains, and Jimmy McKee, the assistant captain, are able to get everybody to gel together and see if they can have a successful season. Coming up, we're going to take a look at how things went last season between these two teams. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, fly, ready, fly, ready. Hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiree on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Welcome back to the Harold Alphon Arena in Waterville, Maine, the home of the Colby College Mules, the defending NESCAC champions. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Home pregame show. Friday night hockey, and we anticipate a big crowd tonight here at the Alphon Arena as the Colby College Mules will be hosting the NESCAC Championship banner in just about 10 minutes. And again, if you missed it earlier in the pregame show, late last season, the Mules beating the Trinity College Bantams 4-1 to win their first NESCAC Championship. And again, a game tonight that should feature a very large crowd. And really, for the Panthers, should be an interesting test, considering they had some things to work on at the end of last season. When you come in and you play the defending NESCAC champions in game one, if nothing else, it is certainly a measuring stick to see where you are and quite possibly some of the things you might need to improve on. Now, the teams played twice last season, the first contest taking place on Saturday, November 18th at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena in Middlebury, and it was all Mules as Colby beat the Panthers 9-1 in the season opener for both clubs in that contest. The Mules put on a barrage, outshooting the Panthers 39-23. The Mules jumped out to a 2-0 lead on two first-period goals before the Panthers' Brendan Dawson scored at 7:06 of the first period to cut the lead in half. But that would really be as close as the Panthers would get all game. The Mules would add three goals in the second period, four in the third period to put the game out of reach. And a few of the players we'll see tonight had big nights in that first game. Number 22, junior Nick O'Connor, had a goal and two assists, while number 26, sophomore J.P. Shulin, added a hat trick and an assist for 4 points as the Mules rolled in that game 9-1. In that loss, all three Panthers goaltenders saw action. Stephen Klein allowed 4 goals on 22 shots. Brian Ketchabaugh, who we will see tonight for Middlebury, gave up 4 goals on 13 shots. And Henry Cutting faced 4 shots, yielding only 1 goal. And for Colby, Sean Lawrence stopped 22 of the 23 shots that he faced. Now, the team's second clash took place right here in Waterville, Maine, Friday, January 19th at the Alfond Rink. The Panthers came to play as they won that game 3-2, splitting the season series with the Mules. The Panthers showed a ton of resilience in that contest as Colby jumped out to a 1-0 lead on a first period goal by Justin Grillo, who we also expect to see tonight. But the Panthers scored the next two goals. Michael Fahey scored late in the first period, and then Kamil Kachuk scored early in the second to give the Panthers a 2-1 lead before the Mules got the equalizer on a power play at 8:01 of the third period. And then late in the third period, the Panthers' Frank Cozzolito scored what turned out to be the game winner at 18:08 of the third after being set up by Mitch Allen. And that goal gave the Panthers a 3-2 win. In that game, Stephen Klein also had another strong game, stopping 39 of 41 Mule shots. And in the win, Sean Lawrence made 19 saves in a losing effort for the Colby College Mules. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for tonight's contest here at the Alfond Arena. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Home pregame show on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi there, Craig Lee, sales manager from Foster Motors, reaching out to you again. First, I would like to thank all of you who took the time to visit our dealership last month. We truly appreciate your time and business. Now it's November and the Black Friday sales event here at Foster Motors, and we're having Black Friday deals all month long. Rebates are high, we have 2018s to move out, and we have some fantastic vehicles to look at, like our all-new Ram 1500 and all-new Jeep Wrangler. Let me tell you, you have to see them and drive them to appreciate all the new technology and changes that have been made. These vehicles are amazing. So once again, I would like to invite you in and see us on Route 7 South. Take a look at our awesome selection of new and used trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans. Let me show you the real deals and cut through all the clutter that you hear about super low payments that are offered but never able to be met. I hope to see you soon. And remember, at Foster Motors,
family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
The cooler weather is here, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler before the cold weather sets in. So get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have the parts you're looking for, and that does not happen often, they'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury, and you'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Price, quick service, and knowledgeable people that can find what you need fast along with the solid advice. See Brad and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. For parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to keep your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice, Napa in Middlebury. Napa, closed on Sundays.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Harold Alfond Arena here in Waterville, Maine. Middlebury College Panther Hockey, the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Home pregame show on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Here in the pregame show, the Colby College Mules getting ready to hoist their championship banner. Again, if you recall, they defeated the Trinity College Bantams last year in the NESCAC championship game 4-1. They came into that contest seated sixth and shocked Trinity by winning that game 4-1 and attaining the first NESCAC title in school history. And right now, a really nice ceremony here at the Alfond Arena as the Colby College Mules unveil their NESCAC championship banner. Congratulations to the Mules on quite an accomplishment like that as they pick up their first NESCAC championship in school history. All right, we're going to take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. The contest tonight coming up between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Colby College Mules. First of all, We'll take a look at the starting lineup for the Mules. Starting in goal from Toronto, Ontario, number one, junior Andrew Tucci. At left defense from Groton, Massachusetts, number 24, sophomore Sean Holly. On right defense from St. Louis, Missouri, number 21, senior Thomas Stahlhoof. The forwards at left wing from Spokane, Washington, number 11, junior Keenan Scott. At right wing from Rockville Center, New York, number 8, sophomore Justin Grillo. And at center from Canton, Massachusetts, number 22, senior Nick O'Connor. Colby College is coached by Blaze McDonald, assisted by Mike Latendresse and Tyler Walsh. Now the starting lineup for your Middlebury College Panthers. Starting in goal from Rybrook, New York, number 30, junior Brian Ketchabaugh. On left defense from Medway, Massachusetts, number 2, junior Brendan Dawson. At right defense from Barrington, Rhode Island, number 10, freshman Connor Breen. And the forwards at left wing from Oakville, Ontario, number 38, senior Camille Kachuk. At right wing from Fountain Hills, Arizona, number 34, sophomore Alex Heinrichs. And at center from Pembroke, Massachusetts, number 25, sophomore Michael Fahey. Middlebury is coached by Neil Sinclair, assisted by Nick Bingaman. And right now we're just awaiting the arrival of the singers for the presentation of the national anthem. So we'll take a break right here. When we come back, we will get the puck drop. We're listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Home pregame show on 92.1 WBTK Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
We're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Harold Alfond Arena here on the campus of Colby College. Tonight's game between the Colby College Mules and the Middlebury College Panthers just about to get underway. The Mules skating from left to right, wearing their home whites with blue numbers. The Panthers in their road blues with the big distinctive Middlebury College M in the middle there. And we're just about ready for the face-off here. Again, the Mules come into this game, the defending NESCAC champions, finishing last season as the sixth seed, but winning the NESCAC champions, while the Panthers looking to ascend to the standings, finishing last season in 10th place. And with a strong preseason, looking to do some damage here in the NESCAC. All right, we are just about ready to go. Officials are at center ice. Taking the faceoff of the Panthers, sophomore Michael Fahey. Keenan Scott originally going to take the faceoff, and now it looks like it'll be senior Nick O'Connor. The teams are ready, the referees are ready, the radio broadcast are ready. Let's do this. Face-off won by O'Connor. Back to Stahlhuth at center ice, picked up by Middlebury, brought in over the blue line, dumped in by Kachuk. Shot in on Tucci, saved into the left corner. Kachuk walled along the boards by O'Connor, who dumps it out. Passes it up to Stahlhuth over the blue line, wrists it on net. Blocked off by Ketchabah, and he will hold on. Face-off will be to the right of the Panthers goaltender. 19:36 left to play, first period. Scoreless between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Colby College Mules. This face-off to the right of Ketchabah. Spencer Houston taking the face-off for the Mules. He's taking against Owen Powers. Won by Powers. Scoots up to the right point. Dumped back in by Billy Overby for the Mules into the right corner now, around back behind Ketchabah. And it is taken out by Brett Pastor for the Panthers. And here they come, skating up along the right side. It is dumped in by Bentley behind Tucci. Puck is picked up by Michael Thomas for the Mules, who dumps it out. It's now bouncing around in the defensive zone for the Mules, back behind Tucci. Thomas still skating, now along the right side. Crosses the blue line. He passes it across to Houston, who dumps it in as the Mules go for the change. Picked up now back behind the Middlebury net. Spencer Cage for the Panthers up the left side. Sends it up to Emac Bentley, who dumps it in. It's in the Mule zone along the right corner. Charlie Parsons in the right corner. He loses it to John Rourke, who dumps it in the Panthers zone. Rourke going to get his own rebound. Sends it in along the left side. Picked up by the Panthers' Jimmy McKee. Behind Ketchabah, he falls down. Back to the point. Rash for the Mules. Dumps it back in. Picked up again by Rourke. Behind Ketchabah. Michael Morrissey with the puck for the Mules, and the Panthers defensive zone. Now in the right corner, the Panthers having some trouble getting it out here. Ryan Ash now for the Panthers. Sends it up along the boards to Parsons, who goes down. Taken by Patty Daly, who goes behind catch a ball. Sends it over to Brendan Murphy in the right corner. Murphy with the puck again behind catch a ball. He is walled off by McKee. Up back to the left point, shot by Sean Holly. It's in front, loose, and a save by Ketchaball along the boards, and it is dumped out by the Middlebury defense. They will change. And here comes Stahlhuth racing in between the circles. A shot, that one is wide into the right corner. Oh, and it's picked up along the right corner by the Panthers. Danny Tai behind Ketchaball. He loses it, and it is picked up by the Mules Rourke, who dumps it out back at his own defensive zone. It is picked up by Michael Morrissey, who sends it back over to Justin Grillo. Grillo at the top of the circles, and it comes back out. Middlebury now in neutral ice, dumping it in, picked up by Matt Danner behind Tucci. Danner still has it. The puck now in the right corner. Connor Breen for the Panthers with the puck, sending it in deep in the left corner. And a nice hit by the Panthers. Danny Tai to take the puck away. It's back to the point. Brendan Dawson can't keep it in. And it's dumped into the Middlebury defensive zone in the right corner. Keenan Scott for the Mules trying to pick it up, but it is taken out, knocked out by the Middlebury defense. Here comes Michael Fahey. He dumps it into the Colby zone, back behind Tucci. Kachuk along the boards for the Panthers, with number 28, Michael Morrissey, back to the point. And dumped back in by Cage as the Mules reset. 16:02 left to play first period, scoreless here at the Alfond Arena. Tonight, NESCAC battle between the Colby College Mules and the Panthers. Both teams still seemingly feeling each other out here as the puck is dumped in. And it comes in on Ketchabaugh, who will hold on. 15:48 left to play first period, scoreless between Colby and Middlebury. Only one shot on goal per team so far, as both teams seemingly feeling each other out. This faceoff is going to be to the left of Ketchabaugh. The faceoff is going to be taken by Rob Serapak against Owen Powers, won by Serapak into the corner, but picked up by the Middlebury defense. And around the board, sent in on Ketchabaugh. That one's wide, and the Panthers are able to pick it up. Here comes Mitch Allen, sending it over to Bentley. Bentley with a shot. Tucci sends it into the right corner. A nice save there by the Mules goaltender, and his defense is able to get it out. It is sent across to Holly, who crosses the red line, tries to dump it in, but it's knocked down by the Middlebury defense and picked up by Bentley. Bentley's got Allen with him, and it is dumped out, picked up by Serapak over the blue line, and a huge hit by Dawson. Nice play, and the Panthers pick it up. They bring it in. Allen in the left corner tries to center it. It is broken up by Daly for the Mules. They bring it in. Daly with it again in the left circle. Sent in front, a save by Ketchabaugh, and he holds on. Middlebury on their heels a little bit there, and Patty Daly for the Mules bringing some speed there, racing in along the left side, getting a backhanded shot on Ketchabaugh, who makes a nice save. 14:56 left to play first period, scoreless between the Colby College Mules and the Panthers from the Alfond Arena. This face-off to the left of Ketchabaugh. It's going to be taken by O'Connor against Pastor, won by Pastor for the Panthers, and he's able to get it out, but it is picked up by the Mules, Nick O'Connor, who dumps it back in, and then it comes right back out. Cole Jocelyn for the Panthers, racing into the Colby defensive zone, where it is sent out by the Colby defense. Grillo sending it out. It is now in the Middlebury defensive zone. Holly, the left circle, a shot blocked by the Panthers defense. And they, if they hurry up, they had a two-on-one, but that one was broken up. Brett Pastor for the Panthers, dumping it in deep. And the puck now behind Tucci as the Mules regroup. A long pass, and it is dumped in. Picked up by McKee, who dumps it back in. Tucci has to come out to play it behind his net. Danny Tai is there, though, for the Panthers. And luckily for the Mules, no harm done there. Puck picked up in the right corner by number 27, Logan Clark, who's trying to get it out. He is able to do that. He gets it over to Houston. Dumped in by Stahluth, and a shot that goes wide. Make a correction there, the shot by J.P. Shulin. From our vantage point here, it's kind of hard to see the difference between sixes and fives on the back of the jersey, but that shot went wide, and so 13:39 left to play first period, still scoreless. Faceoff again to the left of Ketchikoff. Serepak taking the faceoff for the Mules against Fahey for the Panthers, won by Fahey along the boards, and a big hit by Rourke. The Panthers able to get it out. Here comes Tkachuk. He's walled off by Thomas. Tkachuk still in the right corner over to Fahey. Fahey dumps it back in behind Tucci. Billy Overby now walling it. Panthers trying to center it. Center in front. Center to Allen, who got a shot off, but a nice save there by Tucci. Nice work by the Panthers behind the Mules' net. Tucci up to the task, though, stopping that shot. 13:18 left to play, first period, scoreless. Four shots on goal for the Mules, one for the Panthers. This face-off to the left of Tucci. Fahey for the Panthers against Brendan Murphy for the Mules, and it's won by Murphy. He takes it back and is able to get it out past Breen. Here comes Murphy along the left circle, a shot, and I think Ketchikoff may have gotten part of that, although one of the Mules went down and into his net. And that was number 12, Brendan Murphy, who went down, but the puck scoots out and no harm for the Panthers. Daly dumping it in, picked up by Allen for Middlebury. Back behind Ketchikoff, who leaves it for Dawson, who has got some real wheels. Dawson skating the left circle over the blue line, over the red line, dumping it in behind Tucci. And it's picked up by the Mules as they proceed to try to get it out. And Austin Halpin trying to get it out. The Panthers doing a nice job frustrating him. Bentley for Middlebury along the right side, but it is picked up by the Mules. Rourke, who gets it out, sends it over to Grillo, looking for someone to center it to. Broken up by the Panthers. And here comes the line of Bentley, Powers, and Allen for Middlebury, dumping it in. It's picked up by Stahluth, the Mules captain, still behind the Colby net, now in the left corner. Picked up by Halpin, who is able to get it out. He gets it up to O'Connor, who skates over the right side, gets it in. He goes down. No call, though. Broken up by Cage for Middlebury. Sends it up along the boards right in front of the Middlebury bench. Now into neutral ice. Stahluth sends it across to his partner there, Thomas. And we have a Mule down, a thundering hit by one of the Panthers, Michael Fahey. And he caught Grillo under the chin there, and he went flying. No indication that there's a penalty here yet, or if there's a penalty. Fortunately, the Colby player is okay. And okay, there has been a penalty assessed to the Panthers. It's going to be number 9, Owen Powers. So this faceoff will come deep in the Middlebury defensive zone to the right of Ketchikoff. 11:43 left to play, first period, scoreless between Middlebury and Colby. The puck back to the point. Austin Halpin with a shot back between the circles. That one goes wide, sent around the boards, and it is out, where it's picked up by Halpin as the Panthers look to kill this off. 1:46 left to kill in the penalty to Powers. 11:20 left to play in the first period, still scoreless. Puck back to the point, over to Halpin. He sends it over across to Houston. A forward at the right point. And they're going to give that penalty, by the way, was to Powers for holding. So Connor Breen for the Panthers right now, the left side defenseman, right side defenseman rather, without a stick. And so the Panthers forward, Danny Tye, doing a nice job giving him the stick. So, a shot that went just wide by Logan Clark. Now the Panthers in a defensive box, the Mules sending it around. And a shot back to the point. Houston with a blast, blocked by one of the Panthers. Nice job by Danny Tye blocking that. And it comes out, and the Mules have to retreat. It's dumped back in by Houston. And it is picked up in the right corner, and we have a whistle. As we have some players on top of the puck, though. 10:24 left to play in the first period. Scoreless between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Colby College Mules. Season opener for both teams here at the Alfond Arena, Waterville, Maine. So far, 6 shots on goal for Colby, 1 for Middlebury. Brian Ketchaboff of the Panthers playing a strong game. The faceoff is going to be the right of Ketchaboff. Fahey taking the faceoff against Scott for Colby, won by the Panthers and sent out back behind Tucci. 30 seconds left in the penalty to Powers. His penalty for holding, the first power play of the game for either team. Stahlhuth has it as he skates along the red line, dumps it into O'Connor, a shot that goes wide. It's taken by Brett Pastor, who dumps it down. Tucci way out to play that. He leaves it for Keenan Scott, who has it. He passes to his line mate Nick O'Connor. Comes into the Middlebury zone and is picked up by Pastor. He is not able to get it out. Back to the point. It is over to Keenan Scott. Scott with a shot that goes wide. And we've got Fahey, who is racing in the neutral zone. A shot that he took off his offside foot. And that one out of play. So the Panthers able to kill that off. 9:29 left to play in the first period. Still scoreless between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Colby College Mules here from the Alfond Arena. This faceoff to the left of goaltender Andrew Tucci, who's made 2 saves tonight so far. Taking the faceoff, it's going to be O'Connor against Fahey, won by O'Connor along the boards. Now it's in front of Tucci, walled by Overby. Picked up again now on the left side by the Panthers. Jocelyn for the Panthers, not able to keep it in. Comes back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Charlie Parsons with the puck for the Panthers, sending it off the boards and out. Icing is waved off. And Holly back for the Mules. He's behind Tucci as both teams are changing here. 8:47 left to play first period, still scoreless. Puck up to Brendan Murphy, who dumps it in, and that's deep in the Middlebury defensive zone. That is an icing call, so that'll come way back down into the Mules defensive zone. 8:40 left to play, first period, scoreless. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network, 92.1 WBTK, Fort Henry. This faceoff to the right of Tucci. Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Brendan Murphy, won by Powers, back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Sent up by Bentley. Powers with it from the circle. He shoots. Nice save by Tucci. The Panthers still in the zone. Breen with a drive for the Panthers from above the right circle. Tucci has seen enough of that, and he will hold on. 8:17 left to play, first period, scoreless from the Alfond Arena. And that shot by Connor Breen, the third shot this evening for the Panthers, who are being outshot 6-3. But again, the only number that matters is the big zeros on both sides of the scoreboard. This faceoff to the right of Tucci. Houston taking it for the Mules against Fahey for the Panthers, won by Houston along the boards now on the left side. Shulin trying to get out, and he can't. It is sent back in by Spencer Cage from the right point. Now back behind Tucci. Kachuk in the right circle. Now down low in the right corner. Nice play by the Mules' Spencer Houston to send it around the boards, but they can't get it out yet. Now they do. Houston racing along the red line right in front of the Middlebury bench. Dumps it in the right corner around past Ketchaboff. Picked up by Heinrichs, who dumps it back deep into the Mule zone. It is picked up by Thomas for the Mules, who sends it over to Houston, who dumps it in as the Mules' defense will change here. It's back behind Ketchaboff. Grillo with the puck back to the point. He's got it back to Overby with a drive. That one is blocked. It goes around. It is back behind the Panthers' net now into the right corner. It comes back to the point. Thomas with a shot that hits something in front. And Ketchaboff got part of that one. It's back behind the Panthers' net. And Stahlhuth with the puck now for The Mules, a shot right on front. A huge pass by Stahu to O'Connor. And a huge save by Ketchabah, who holds on. He has seen enough of that. A nice play there by the Colby College Mules. A tic-tac-toe play. It was a good play, but Ketchabah won better. 7:01 left to play first period. Scoreless between the Mules and Panthers. This face-off to the right of Ketchabah. Serapak taking the face-off against Ty. One by Ty back behind Ketchabah to the right point. It's now along the left boards. It is sent back in by Halpin, who sends it around and is picked up by Heinrichs in the right corner. Back to the point. Dumped back in by Thomas. Now in the right corner. Picked up in the right circle by Danner around the boards. It's taken at the left circle by Serapak. Locked in front by the Panthers defense, and along the boards it is sent out by Mitch Allen. Dumped deep into the Colby zone. A shot that got off there. It was taken there by Mitch Danner. Did a nice job to... by Matt Danner, excuse me, to get a shot on goal there. And it comes back out into center ice. It's taken again by Michael Morrissey, a shot that goes wide, picked up by Charlie Parsons over the blue line, over the red line now along the boards. Jocelyn with the puck for Middlebury, sends it around behind Tucci along the right boards, and again out. Brendan Dawson, the smooth skating defenseman for the Panthers, with it now. Dumps it over to his defense partner, Connor Breen. Back behind Tucci, Jocelyn in the left corner. Back to the point, Dawson can't hold it in, it comes back out. Parsons with the puck from Middlebury over to Dawson. Dawson circling in the right circle. He still has it across to Breen. Breen over the red line and dumps it in. A shot on Tucci. He makes the save. Now in the right corner, left corner, excuse me, Jocelyn with the puck. He loses it. Taken by Houston for the Mules. Picked up by Cage in the Middlebury defensive zone. Along to Pastor, who dumps it down into the middle, into the Colby defensive zone. A shot in the left corner. It is sent on net. Tucci has seen enough of that. He will hold on. 5:03 left to play in the first period. Scoreless between the Colby College Mules and the Middlebury College Panthers. 8 shots on goal for the Mules, 5 for the Panthers. A game that has been back and forth, but so far, both goaltenders, Andrew Tucci for the Mules and Brian Ketchabah for the Panthers, playing strong games. Bentley taking the faceoff for the Panthers against Murphy, won by Murphy, and here come the Mules into the Middlebury defensive zone. A shot that goes behind the net. Stahlhuth, the captain of the Mules, behind the Panthers net now in the right corner, tries to center, and it is broken up by the Middlebury defense. Here comes Cage, dumps it across to number 26, Mitch Allen. And the Panthers, Powers goes down now as it comes into the left corner. Still not out, though. Bentley doing a nice job for the Panthers, keeping it in. Back behind Tucci. Allen with the puck now as the Panthers are cycling. Colby having a tough time getting it out, and they send it off the boards, and that is going to be far enough for an icing. Stahlhuth getting the puck out of harm's way and sending it all the way down. And so we will have a face-off deep in the Colby College Mule zone. 4:15 left to play first period. Scoreless between Colby and Middlebury. Michael Fahey taking the face-off of the Panthers against Nick O'Connor. Won by O'Connor, and the Mules getting it out, dumping it into the Middlebury zone. Picked up by Brett Dineen. Dineen behind his goaltender, Brian Ketchabah. He skates down the left side. Passes it up to his line partner, Michael Fahey. Puck bouncing around the Middlebury defensive zone. Now Fahey sends it behind. Ketchabah comes back to the point where Overby is at the left circle. He sends it across. A pass to Michael Morrissey that is wide. Morrissey with the puck in the right corner. He's sent to the ice by Tkachuk. Puck now in the right corner, sent around, looking for Heinrichs. Dumped back in by Overby. And Cage has the puck now behind Ketchabah as the Panthers settle things down and work it up. And the Panthers bringing it into the Colby defensive zone. Got Danny Tye out there for the Middlebury Panthers. Dawson bringing it in. Sent back out by Patty Daly. Daly looking for his line mate, Brendan Murphy, broken up by Middlebury, dumped in. Back behind Tucci. And a shot on net by number 37, Zach Shapiro. A turnover right in front of Tucci by the Mules' Austin Halpin. An ill-advised turnover there, and Shapiro, the freshman, with a shot on goal that Tucci made a nice stop on. And very quietly, the Panthers have gotten a few shots here. A shot, it's sent. Oh my goodness, what a shot. Pass by Shapiro over to a pinching Dawson. Saved by Tucci. Another block by Michael Thomas, defenseman for the Mules. They get it out, a shot off the right side by J.P. Shulin, and Ketchball will hold on. End-to-end action here. 2:17 left to play first period. Mules and Panthers scoreless from the Alfond Arena. And I have to say this, both goaltenders playing pretty strong games. On that last play there for the Panthers, defenseman Brendan Dawson pinched in, and he got a pass over to Zach Shapiro, who got a nice backhand off, but Tucci was one better, making the save. This faceoff to the right of Ketchabaugh. It's going to be Houston taking the faceoff for the Mules against Powers, won by the Mules and sent in. Now in the right corner, Powers trying to get it out. It's along the boards. Keenan Scott still keeping it in, and he shoots it. A shot that deflects off the stick of Panthers alternate captain Jimmy McKee. So we have got a stoppage. 1:54 left to play first period. Scoreless between Colby and Middlebury. The Mules at one point holding a huge shot advantage, but so far the Panthers able to get a bunch in the last couple of minutes. And right now, Colby still out shooting Middlebury, but only 9-8. Only one penalty so far in this game, a minor to Owen Powers for holding way back in the early parts of this first period. The Mules 0-1 on the power play, and the Panthers 1-1 on the penalty kill. The faceoff is won by Capello for Middlebury, who sends it into the zone. It's picked up by Clark for the Mules, dumping it into the Middlebury zone. And the Middlebury defense sends it off the boards. Pastor off the boards and sends it way down. That is going to be an icing. So we'll do it again. 1:34 left to play in the first period in a game that's been pretty exciting so far, featuring some strong goaltending by the Panthers' Brian Ketchabaugh and the Mules' Andrew Tucci. This face-off to the right of goaltender Ketchabaugh. Rob Serapak taking the face-off for Colby against Fahey for Middlebury. Won by Fahey, back to Cage, off the boards. Panthers trying to get it out, and they succeed in doing that. Broken up by Serapak, who dumps it back in. This is along the left boards. And Pastor in the left corner for Middlebury, trying to get it back to his partner. He skates behind Ketchabaugh and walls it off. It's dumped into the Colby zone. A shot taken by Fahey that is sent off the stick of Tucci into the corner of the Panthers. Send it all around, and it comes out. Brendan Dawson with the puck now. Sends it across to his partner, Connor Breen. Dawson with it again across the blue line, now across the red line. Dumping it into a streaking Emac Bentley, the left winger, in the left corner. 40 seconds left in the period. Puck back to the point. Dawson pinching. A 3-on-1 here if Colby hurries. A shot taken by Nick O'Connor. Scott O'Connor and Grillo had a 3-on-1 as Dawson had pinched, but Ketchabaugh able to hold on. And no harm, no foul. 30.4 seconds remaining in the first period. Panthers and Mules scoreless from the Alfond Arena. This faceoff to the right of Ketchabaugh. It's going to be O'Connor taking the faceoff again against Owen Powers. O'Connor kicked out of the faceoff circle, and Powers wins the faceoff. He took that against Scott. Comes back in front. It's broken up by the Panthers' defense. Although Scott has it back, sends it in on Ketchabaugh. Comes back along the boards. And the Panthers' Jimmy McKee sends that all the way down. And we've got an icing with 15.8 seconds left in the first period. This faceoff will be to the left of Brian Ketchabaugh. He's had a pretty strong first period. Owen Power is going to be taking the faceoff here for the Panthers against Brendan Murphy. The official drops the puck. It's won by Powers, taken by Jimmy McKee behind Ketchabaugh. 10 seconds left. It's centered in front. The puck is loose and a bunch of players in front. And one of the mules right over Ryan Ketchabaugh. Brendan Murphy was the Colby player on top of Ketchabaugh. Remains to be seen if there's a penalty going to be called on this, and it does not appear that there will be. All right, so it is going to be Murphy taking the faceoff again against Powers with 8 seconds left. The faceoff won by Murphy. Back to the point. Shot saved by Ketchabaugh off the left boards up to the point, and that is going to do it. Ryan Ketchabaugh with a strong series of saves there as the Colby College Mules bringing some pressure there. Shot at the point with time running out by defenseman Thomas Stahlhuth. And that is going to do it after one period of play, scoreless. Colby and Middlebury with nothing on the board yet. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Are you suffering from peripheral neuropathy? There's now a non-invasive, natural solution for your neuropathy right here in Vermont. Hi, I'm Dr. Kirk from Middlebury Chiropractic and Prime Life. I want to help you get your life back. Are you experimenting with drugs like Lyrica, Gabapentin, Neurontin, and Cymbalta with limited success? Have you been told to learn to live with it? Stop living life going from one drug to the next. Just say no to the numbness, tingling, burning, and balance problems that are forcing you to endure a lower quality of life. We address the underlying causes, and the success rate is excellent. Come to our next neuropathy seminar. We'll show you how we can reverse your debilitating condition. To reserve your spot, call us at Middlebury Chiropractic or Prime Life at 388-6376. This is a free seminar, but seating is limited. So call 388-6376. 388-6376.
If you're interested in owning your own home, New England Federal Credit Union wants to make it possible.
Hi, this is Christine from New England Federal Credit Union. Many people today dream of owning their own home, but worry that either they don't earn enough to qualify for a mortgage or that they won't be able to come up with a down payment plus closing costs. Before you give up on your dreams, ask us about the Home Possible Mortgage Loan. It's a special program designed to help buyers with moderate incomes afford homes of their own. It features a competitive fixed rate, a 3 to 5% minimum down payment, and closing costs that are lower than other fixed rate loan programs. To find out if Home Possible is right for you or to apply, visit us at nefcu.com or call 1-800-400-8790.
New England Federal Credit Union. We're local, affordable, and on your side. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS numbers 446767 and 623958.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Harold Alfond Arena here on the campus of Colby College in Waterville, Maine. After 20 minutes of play, nothing solved. The Colby College Mules and Middlebury College Panthers scoreless. Very exciting first period, but nothing to show for either team is really the only action in that period. a two-minute minor penalty to the Panthers' Owen Powers for holding that penalty coming at 11:43, and the Mules were not able to score on that power play. So again, it remains scoreless after 20 minutes of play. Shots on goal in that period for the Mules, 12, the Panthers, 9. And really the story of that period, the play of the two goaltenders, Andrew Tucci for the Mules, making 9 stops, and Brian Ketchabaugh of the Middlebury College Panthers making 12 stops. So again, it remains to see which goaltender will be able to come up with the big game tonight and get their team the win. So there are a couple of other games going on tonight in the NESCAC. We'll get you the scores in just a minute on the Fire and Ice Restaurant NHL Out-of-Town Scoreboard, and also the NESCAC scoreboard. The Amherst College Amherst College Mammoths taking on Hamilton, the College Continentals. That game at Russell Sage Rink in Clinton, New York. The Williams College Eaves taking on the Bowdoin Polar Bears, a team that the Panthers will be playing tomorrow up at the Sidney J. Watson Arena in Brunswick. Trinity is taking on Tufts at the Malden Valley Forum in Malden, Massachusetts. And the Wesleyan University Cardinals taking it on the Connecticut College Camels at Dayton Arena in New London, Connecticut. We're going to go to the scoreboard right now. And at the end of the first period, Hamilton is leading Amherst 1-0. Williams is leading Bowdoin 2-0. Trinity is up 1-0 on Tufts. And, of course, the game here is scoreless after 20 minutes of play. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll take a look at the NHL scoreboard. But you are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Radio Network on 92.1 WBTK.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, together we are one.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
The cooler weather is here, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler before the cold weather sets in. So get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have the part you're looking for, and that does not happen often, they'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury, and you'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Quick service and knowledgeable people that can find what you need fast, along with the solid advice. See Brad and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. For parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to keep your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice, Napa in Middlebury. Napa, closed on Sundays.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Alphond Arena here on the campus of Colby College here in Waterville, Maine. The beautiful Alphond Arena, the pregame show earlier tonight, the banner-raising ceremony as the Colby College Mules put up their first ever NESCAC championship banner, and I've got to be honest with you, it is pretty sharp. And so again, the Mules looking to defend their title this year, their first title in school history, but there are nine other teams that have a lot to say about that. And again, a long season, and Middlebury is one of those teams looking to derail their title defense. So again, right now we're going to take a look at the Fire and Ice Restaurant NHL out-of-town scoreboard, and a lot of these games have not started yet. As a matter of fact, none of them have started yet, as they get started tonight at 8 o'clock at the earliest. The Bruins taking on Dallas, the Buffalo Sabres taking on the Winnipeg Jets, the Los Angeles Kings on the road against the Chicago Blackhawks, that game at 8:30. The Capitals taking on the Colorado Avalanche on the road in Colorado, that game at 9 o'clock. St. Louis Blues on the road against the Vegas Golden Knights at 10. And the other late game, the Toronto Maple Leafs on the road at the Honda Center taking on the Anaheim Ducks at 10 p.m. That again, friends, the Fire and Ice Restaurant NHL out-of-town scoreboard on Middlebury College Panther Hockey. So just about 2 minutes and 30 seconds left till the beginning of the start of the second period. And again, after 20 minutes of play, the Middlebury College Panthers and the Colby College Mules scoreless. A game that featured pretty strong goaltending in that first period for the Mules. Andrew Tucci, the 5'8", 170-pound junior from Toronto, Ontario, stopping 11 Middlebury shots. And on the other hand, for the Panthers, their goaltender, Ryan Ketchabaugh, stopping 12 shots and doing his part to keep the Colby College Mules off the scoreboard. As this game tonight, the opener for both teams, and again, I had Middlebury College coach Neil Sinclair on my morning show this morning, and I asked him what he thought that the Panthers had to do tonight to succeed and win this game, and this weekend, as a matter of fact. And he said very simply, play loose and have fun. He said that it was okay to be nervous. It was okay to be a little afraid. Just play Panther hockey, do the little things right, and things will turn out okay. And I have to tell you, I can certainly relate to that. One of the other things that he said is trust the process. And again, when you walk into the Chip Canyon 85 Arena and see all those championship banners, we know that the Panthers have got a system that works. They've got a system that the players trust. And it's a system that has worked out very well, as the Panthers have got 8 NESCAC championships to their credit. This year, they'll be looking for number 9. So the players out on the ice as we get ready to start the second period. The game is scoreless. This period, the Mules will be skating from right to left. The Panthers from left to right. Goaltenders coming out, getting their crease ready. Really in that first period, end-to-end action, and both goaltenders playing very strong and keeping their opponent off the board. Just about ready to go as we are almost ready for second period action here. All right, Michael Fahey getting ready to take the face off of the Panthers against Nick O'Connor for the Mules. Won by Fahey, back to Breen. Off the boards, over to Heinrichs. Heinrichs at the red line along the boards. He loses it to O'Connor, who gets it over to Grillo. Back to Holly for the Mules. He loses it to Tkachuk for Middlebury at the left circle. A shot that goes wide off the right corner boards. O'Connor with it, dumping it out into the neutral zone. Taken by Grillo, who circles back over the red line and dumps it in as Scott knocks it into the Middlebury defensive zone. The Mules have to wait for their teammates to get onside. Stahluth skating backwards. Over to Holly, who dumps it in. Cage back, but that is an icing. So that will come all the way back. 19-19 left to play, second period. Middlebury and Colby scoreless from the Alphond Arena here in Waterville, Maine. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman, very happy to be with you this season. We're going to have some fun as we follow this team. Owen Powers taking the face-off, this face-off to the right of goaltender Andrew Tucci. It's Spencer Hewson taking the face-off for the Mules, and it's won by Hewson, but it comes back, a shot all the way to the point from Cage, who gets it in. It goes, bounces off the back left boards. Now it's in the air, and it went off one of the support beams, and so all the players looking up. We've got a whistle. 19:03 left to play. Second period scoreless. Here at the Alfond Arena, this face-off to the left of Tucci. Powers taking the face-off for Middlebury against Hewson. Hewson chased from the face-off circle by the official. Thomas Stahlhuth, the defenseman, in there to take it now. One by Stahlhuth that comes back and it's sent out. Cage all the way back for the Panthers in the left corner. And we have an arm up. And I believe that is an icing call. And it is an icing call. There was a delay there as one of the Mules was talking to the official, not too happy about that being an icing call, but it is the right call. And this face-off to the right of Tucci, it's going to be taken by Capello against Hewson, won by Capello, but it scoots all the way around and it's come back. It's brought into the Middlebury defensive zone by Hewson. Picked up by Clark. Clark back to the point, a shot blocked by the Middlebury defense in the corner. Now Capello along the boards holding it. He loses it to Hewson, who's being walled off by Capello. Comes back to the points, picked up again by the Mules defense, sends it back in. Clark sends it around the boards into the left corner now. Panthers defense walling him there. Clark in the left corner for the Mules. Comes back to Hewson. Hewson back to Shulin at the point. A drive by Shulin, saved by Ketchabaugh. And it's sent all the way back down. That'll be an icing. A nice play there by the Mule Shulin to get it back to the point. A big drive, catch a ball with the save. And the Panthers icing that puck to get it out of harm's way. 18:02 left to play. Second period, scoreless. Mules and Panthers. Hockey night in Middlebury. My good friend Jim LaBerge would say. The face-off to the left of Brian Ketchabaugh, won by the Panthers. But it's lost as it comes back to the point. It's taken by Sean Holley, who moves in on the Panthers goaltender Ketchabaugh. The defense walls him outside. Back to the point. A shot by Rourke, blocked by the Middlebury defense. And here come the Panthers. Charlie Parsons dumping it in as the Panthers get a change. Tucci out of his net. He sends it up. He is looking for Morrissey. Broken up by Danner along the boards. It's taken and it's dumped in by Middlebury. It's dumped in by Shapiro. Around the boards, picked up by Danner. Back to the point. Dawson keeps it in. It's picked up by Danner. He makes a move in on Tucci, and we've got a penalty. It's going to be a delayed call against Colby. The referee's arm is up. It's going to be interesting to see what this call is, because Stahlhuth is going to the box. It's going to be hooking. Danner broke in. He had a little bit of room. I don't know if there was any question if that was going to be a penalty shot, although I will say this. The referees are in front of the scorer's table talking about this. Stahlhuth is in the box. A two-minute minor is on the board, but it remains to be seen if that stays. 17:11 left to play, second period, scoreless. And the officials are having a conversation, lengthy conversation right in front of the scorer's table. I think one of the things that they're trying to figure out is if Danner had enough space there and his shot was interfered with, in which case this could be a penalty shot. Both captains, Kamil Tkachuk for the Panthers, is there with Nick O'Connor, and the officials are having a conversation here, but Stahlhuth is still in the box. Boy, this is taking a long time for them to decide what the call is going to be here. the face-off is coming. So, okay, I have to apologize. Now, there is a Middlebury player in the box. So the teams are going to be skating 4-on-4. So we'll get you the call on those penalties in just a moment as a face-off is taken by Michael Fahey and O'Connor. A play in front and a
Colby College penalty on number 21, Thomas Spahoo. He receives 2 minutes for hooking.
So the penalty is Spahoo, 2 minutes for hooking.
Of the second period.
So Spahoo. Okay, so to just get you caught up here on those penalties that took place at 17:11 of the second period. Stahlhuth is going to get a minor for hooking. And then the Panthers have a bench minor for too many men. And right off the faceoff, one of the Panthers was taken down. And so now the Panthers on the power play, which last year was not great early on, a 7.1% for the year. But it's a new season, and the Panthers have got some new faces, and we'll see if they're able to connect here. This is their first power play of the game. Boy, the officials are having a lengthy conversation about this here. Penalty is on number 29. That's going to be Billy Overby. It's a minor for tripping. That penalty at 16:55. Of the second period, the Panthers on their first power play of the game. They're shot back to the point. A big drive by McKee. Blocked by Houston. A nice play by Houston to block that. So the teams are skating 4-on-3. The Mules in the triangle. While the Panthers on their power play. And the puck now along the right boards. Brendan Dawson at the top of the circles, leaving it for Jimmy McKee. A drive by Dawson. Nice block by Holly, who goes down to block it. Back behind Tucci, a shot by Fahey that went up and out. Nice job by Dawson keeping it in. He's above the left circle. He sends it across to McKee. McKee sending it in to Tkachuk in the right corner. Tkachuk back along the boards to McKee at the point, at the right point. Over to Dawson, back to McKee at the top of the circles. Back to Dawson at the left circle. A shot in front. That one goes wide. It's picked up by Tkachuk in the right circle. Back to McKee. McKee over to Dawson. A big drive from the left circle. Blocked by the Colby defense. Dawson over to McKee again. Now in the right circle. Back to Tkachuk. He tries to send it on net. Fahey racing to the left corner. Over back to Dawson. The Panthers with a nice job getting this set up. A shot that is blocked. I think that hit Tkachuk and it is cleared by Houston. 30 seconds left in the penalty. 15:22 left to play second period. Scoreless between the Panthers and Mules. Here come the Panthers. Cage bringing it up. He sends it over to Bentley, who skates it into the Mule zone. He's behind Tucci. He's looking for Allen. Bentley in the right circle now. Looking for Bentley. A drive and a save by Tucci off the blocker into the netting there. 15:03 left to play second period. 8 seconds left in the penalty to tripping. A tripping penalty on Billy Overby. And this faceoff is going to come in the left circle. Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Nick O'Connor. Won by O'Connor. Back to Halpin, who sends it around. The Panthers able to keep it in. And that's going to do it on the penalty. The Mules with a nice job killing that one off. Back to even strength. 14:45 left to play. And here come the Panthers. Grillo with a pass up to O'Connor. A shot that goes wide. That one around the boards is picked up by Powers. He brings it in. A shot from the right circle. Saved by Tucci. It goes around and out. And that one comes all the way down. And that is going to be an icing. And we have a penalty. Another penalty here. We'll see what this is on. It's a slashing call. This one is going to be a Mitch Allen. the box for Middlebury. This faceoff to the right of Ketchabaugh. Shot in front. Oh, what a stop by Ketchabaugh. The faceoff was to the right. It was won by Morrissey, who got his own rebound and got a shot off. But a strong play by Ketchabaugh to make the save there. 14-23 left to play, second period. Scoreless between Colby and Middlebury.
Penalty, number 26, Mitch Allen, receives 2 minutes for slashing. Time of the penalty, 5:32 of the second period.
And again, that penalty against Allen, 2 minute minor for slashing, 5:32 of the second period. This power play, the second for Colby, and nothing doing so far as it comes all the way back, and it's left for Halpin, who's going to take it behind Tucci. As the teams skate 5-on-4, 5 white jerseys against 4 blue jerseys. The Mules on their second power play of the game. And a minute 30 left in the man advantage as it comes into the left corner. Connor Breen along the boards for the Panthers. He's got Morrissey, Serapak, and Rourke. Comes back to the point. A shot. That one's taken by Houston, who's playing the right point. That one goes wide all the way around. It's picked up by Breen, who does a nice job sending that out. Houston back to get it. He's got Clark with him. They dump it in. Houston bringing it in. Back to the point for Thomas, who keeps it in, and it's cleared by Breen. And Powers racing along the boards with Thomas for Colby. Owen Powers doing a nice job penalty killing as there's 50 seconds left in the slashing minor to Mitch Allen. Here comes Thomas, brings it in, tries to leave it for the point. To Grillo, broken up by Middlebury, and they get it out. It's knocked out by Pastor, and it comes all the way down back behind the Colby net as we move up on 30 seconds remaining in the penalty to Mitch Allen. Here comes Colby into their attack zone. Grillo circling above the left circle, across to the point. He sends it over to Stahlhuth at the right point, over to Scott, and it comes out. Stahlhuth can't keep it in. Valuable time ticking off the clock here. It's brought back in by Colby. Send it over to Brendan Murphy, and a big save by Ketchabaugh there. He'll hold on, and that'll be enough of that. And we have another penalty here. It's going to be Brett Pastor. Penalty is going to be at 12:35 for the second period. All right, this faceoff is going to be to the left of Ketchabaugh. Logan Clark taking it against Owen Powers. Won by Clark. Back to the point. Halpin sends it over to Houston. Houston with a wrist shot from between the circles. A nice save by Ketchabaugh. We'll take that right in the midsection, and he will hold on. 12:26 left to play in the second period. The Colby College Mules on their third power play of the game. They're 0-2 so far. 1:51 left to go in the penalty. Still waiting for the call here. He's face-off to the right. It's going to be Shulin taking the face-off against Mitch Allen. Won by Allen back behind Ketchabaugh.
Middlebury penalty at number 18.
It is picked up by Morrissey.
Receives 2 minutes for hooking.
And the penalty to Pastor is a minor for a hooking. And a shot from the point by Halpin, blocked by Breen. A shot, the puck sent across to Clark. Broken up by Breen again behind Ketchabaugh right now. Clark with it along the boards, back to the point. A nice job by Houston keeping it in. And Morrissey with the puck now for the Mules, who are doing a nice job keeping it in. Back to Houston from the right circle. A shot, it's in front, blocked by the Middlebury defense. Clark with the puck back to Houston at the point. Back to Clark, across for Shulin. Comes along the boards and it is knocked out by Mitch Allen. He'll waste some time. Sends a shot on Tucci. Picked up by Clark. Dumped back in by the Panthers. We've got 45 seconds left to kill on this 2 minute minor for slashing on Brett Pastor. Dumps back into the Middlebury defensive zone in the right corner. Jimmy McKee along the boards. Although the Mules get it back. It's back to the point right now. Stahlhuth. He has got Thomas with him and is behind Ketchabaugh over to the right circle. The shot in front, blocked by the Middlebury defense. comes along the boards, and it is knocked out by Grillo, and Heinrichs has it for Middlebury into the right corner. Heinrichs doing a nice job wasting time here on this penalty kill. 10 seconds left. And O'Connor racing along the left side, one on three, broken up by Cage. The puck came back to Stahluth, who let a blast go, blocked by the Middlebury defense. The penalty is over. Camille Kachuk for Middlebury in the defensive zone behind Ketchubaugh. And the players all along the boards brought out. And here come the Panthers. Pastor bringing it up and dumping in so the Panthers can get a change here. Middlebury defense changing up here as Colby tries to bring it up. It's brought over by Serapak, who skates over the blue line. A shot off the back foot, tries to center, and it's saved by Ketchubaugh. In the left corner now, Serapak getting it over to Quinn Doyle, whose name we haven't mentioned much tonight. Broken up by Jocelyn for the Panthers. Sent back into the right corner. Picked up by John Rourke. Broken up in front. A long pass to Charlie Parsons in the right circle. A shot, and it is saved by Tucci. And Parsons and Holly exchanging some pleasantries in front of their goaltender right now. Nice save by Tucci to come out and make that stop. 9:38 left to play in the first period. The second period, excuse me. Scoreless between Middlebury and Colby. 19 shots on goal for the Mules, 15 for the Panthers. This faceoff to the right of Andrew Tucci. The faceoff is going to be taken by number 22, Tyler Capello. Won by Capello and actually goes behind Tucci. Serapak lost that faceoff. It's now in the right corner. Well, the Panthers are doing a nice job keeping it in behind Tucci again. Daly racing along the boards to get it out. He's not able to. The Panthers keeping it in. Dineen with a shot from above the circles. At the top of the circle, sends it in. It's on the left board. It goes back. Charlie Parsons with it. He tries to dump it in. Daly with it again, circling in the left corner. Daly getting it up, and it is out. Jimmy McKee taking it, dumping it back in as the Panthers will get a full-scale line change here. Pastor and Cage on defense for the Panthers right now. Powers in the left circle. He sends it over to Pastor above the right circle. Pastor with a drive. That one's blocked by the Mules defense. It's in the right corner now. Logan Clark getting it up and out. And here comes Houston. He's got a two-on-one with Daly. A shot right into the midsection of Houston. Houston taking the shot right to the midsection of Ketchubaugh, right above the glove. Houston definitely with some speed there, shooting it into the padding part of the goaltender's glove. And Brian Ketchubaugh will hold down there. Nice save by Brian, who's been busy tonight. 8:32 left to play second period. Scoreless between Middlebury and Colby. Face-off to the left of goaltender Ketchubaugh. Michael Fahey taking it against Houston. Won by Fahey. Dropped back to the Middlebury defense and out. Back into the Middlebury zone. It is taken again by Fahey, who gets it over to Connor Breen. The Panthers' big defenseman leaves it back for Brendan Dawson. Dawson off the boards. He's looking for Heinrichs. Broken up by Thomas, who gets it over to Clark. Picked off by Fahey. In front, a shot. Saved by Tucci. A turnover in front. It was Fahey and Heinrichs. And Fahey was trying to get it to Heinrichs. And Tucci stuck the big leg pad out there and made a nice stop. The Mules goaltender saving the day there and what could have been a costly turnover. But Fahey just couldn't get it over to Heinrichs, and Tucci making a nice stop. 7:56 left to play, second period, scoreless. 22 shots on goal for the Mules, 16 for the Panthers, but it is still scoreless. Right now, Danny Tighe taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Kanan Scott to the right of Tucci. And it is won by Tighe. Gets a shot off, and it's saved by Tucci. Do it again. Tighe again taking the faceoff, this time against O'Connor. The faceoff won by Tighe. Back to Danner. A shot blocked in front. Comes over. Danner gets his own rebound. He does a nice job of getting it back to the point. Over to Ryan Ash. It comes out. The Panthers with a shifted some authority here. Zach Shapiro for the Panthers, dumping it in. It goes all the way around behind Tucci in the left corner right now. Picked up by Danner, who loses it to Grillo. Sends it in. Here comes O'Connor. A shot. What a save by Ketcherbaugh. I think he got that with his back pad. O'Connor broke in, and I don't know whether he got a shot off. Tough to see. But nice job by Brian Ketcherbaugh keeping them off the board nonetheless. Goes around the boards and out again. Spencer Cage with the puck for Middlebury, losing it to Keenan Scott, who comes in on Ketcherbaugh. The Panthers defense gets that out as the Mules are changing right now as we hit 6:55 left to play in the second period. Brett Denis now with the puck along the boards with no stick. It's back behind Ketcherbaugh. Pastor able to get it around the boards. Charlie Parsons sending it around now. Picked up by Denine again, who does have a stick. And that one went right past Michael Morrissey, and the officials have determined that that's going to be an icing, which some of the Panthers are not too happy about. Nonetheless, seems to be the right call, and so it'll come back into the Mule zone. 6:37 left to play, second period, scoreless. Goaltending battle here at the Alfond Arena between Andrew Tucci and Brian Ketcherbaugh. This faceoff to the right of Ketcherbaugh. This faceoff is going to feature Brendan Murphy against Tyler Capello. Won by Murphy. Back to the point. And it's sent back in by Michael Thomas in the right corner now. Denine with the puck for Middlebury along the boards. He loses it, though, to Murphy. Denine and Murphy still together there. The puck under a pile of players. And it comes out. And Patty Daly loses the puck to Danner. He was looking for Charlie Parsons, who was racing in and picked up by Daly. Sends it back to his defenseman, Thomas, who dumps it in. Denine behind Ketcherbaugh for Middlebury. Sends it around for Charlie Parsons. Parsons has it. He's looking for Powers. Powers sends it up into the Colby zone, to the right corner. It's picked up by Michael Thomas. Thomas along the boards, looking to get it out. It's kept in by Middlebury. Still in the right corner. Bunch of players coming together there. Austin Halpin with a nice job, holding it along the boards. Owen Powers has it for the Panthers at the right circle. A whole bunch of players coming together. A big hit there by Cole Jocelyn from Middlebury. Comes in front. Jocelyn shoots and he scores! Sloppy play in the defensive zone. And I believe that is going to be credited to Cole Jocelyn. See if that stands. The freshman left winger never gave up. Some strong play along the boards. That goal is going to come at 5:25. With 5:25 remaining in the second period. So the face-off at center ice. Kamil Tkachuk taking the face-off against Spencer Hewson.
Middlebury goal scored by number 9, Owen Powers. Assist to number 26, Mitch Allen. And number 77, Cole Jocelyn. Time of the goal, 14:35.
All right, so the face-off to the right of Ketcherbaugh featuring Capello and Murphy. Won by Murphy, sent out of the zone. And it's at neutral ice now where Dawson sends it back in. The Panthers with a defensive change here. That goal, an even strength goal, scored by number 9, Owen Powers. The assist, number 26, Mitch Allen, and number 77, Cole Jocelyn. The goal coming at 14:35, giving Middlebury a 1-0 lead. I had initially thought that Jocelyn had gotten that, but I guess what apparently had happened is there were a bunch of players in front, and Jocelyn got it over to Allen, banged it off of Powers. Powers must have put it home in front. And so, again, it is Powers from Allen and Cole Jocelyn who picks up his first point as a Middlebury College Panther. So congratulations, Cole. That goal at 14:35. This face-off into the right, in the right circle now of Tucci. It's going to feature Serapak against Capello. Again, won by Serapak, dumped into the Middlebury defensive zone along the right boards. Sent back in by Thomas. Thomas dumping it into the right corner. And it bounces out. And Overby racing back into the Colby defensive zone off the boards. Punched back in by Ryan Ash. Sent into the Colby zone. Comes in front. And that's Danner. He's doing a nice job today. He's gone to the net with authority on a number of occasions. The puck right now along the left corner boards. Sent out by the Mules. J.P. Schulin dumping into the Middlebury defensive zone. Sent off the boards by the Panthers. Brett Pastor comes all the way down. Tucci has to come out to get it. He misplays that, and oh my goodness, what a terrible turnover that was. Tucci out in the corner to play the puck. And completely missed it. Was picked up and the Panthers made them pay for sloppy play in their defensive zone. What a huge turn of events by the Panthers. So this goal is going to be coming at 16:35 of the second period. Well, before we say anything here, we'll see what's going on there. There's a lot of officials talking here. They have not put the goal up on the board yet. So what had happened, the puck had come deep into the Colby zone and goaltender Andrew Tucci came out to get it. And he went to play it and he just missed it. And the Panthers from the right corner passed it. And again, from the vantage point that I have, it's almost impossible to see the numbers. But we'll get that to you. And again, there's a lengthy discussion here. There are literally about 30 people on the ice right now, none of which are players. And so it looks like they're repairing the ice or they are doing something to the ice. We're not really sure. But again, 3:25 left to play in the second period. Middlebury
goal scored by number 29, Charlie Larson. Assist to number 22, Tyler Capello. And number 77, Cole Joshua. Time of the goal, 16:35 of the second period.
So in case you missed that, Charlie Parsons getting his first goal of the year. The assist to number 22, Tyler Capello, and number 77, Cole Jocelyn. And for Tyler Capello, he picks up his first point as a Middlebury College Panther. So congratulations, Tyler. And for Cole, that is his second point of the night. And that goal coming at 16:35 of the second period. And Middlebury up now with a 2-0 lead as the facilities folks here are working on what apparently is a big hole in the ice. Okay, so let me pass this along to our folks back at the studio here. They are ending the period because of the damage to the ice. And so I guess they're going to add that time to the beginning of the third period. So at the end of two periods of play, 2-0 Middlebury. We'll be back with a recap of all the action. We'll update you on everything that's going on here. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
To believe that winter's almost here.
I know. The kids outgrew their ski and snowboard equipment. It's going to cost a fortune to get them new gear.
New gear? Why would you buy new gear when kids grow so fast and technology constantly changing? Try leasing.
Leasing?
Yeah. The kids never outgrow equipment and we never have to worry about skiing on old, outdated equipment.
Where do you do that?
The Middlebury Snowbowl. Their ski shop specializes in it. Plus, they have clothing and equipment tuning. I think I paid more for back-to-school shopping. They take care of everything. thing. The equipment is all clearly marked, so nothing is mixed up. They do free binding inspections, and if you need a tune-up, it's 50% less because you're leasing. And if you love it and want to keep it, you can buy it.
The Middlebury Snow Bowl Ski Shop, Route 125 in Hancock. Ski and snowboard equipment, clothing, rentals, plus great deals on tuning and, of course, season leasing. Now open 7 days a week. Go online to MiddleburySnowBowl.com or call 443-7603. That's 443-7603.
Hi there, Craig Lee, sales manager from Foster Motors, reaching out to you again. First, I would like to thank all of you who took the time to visit our dealership last month. We truly appreciate your time and business. Now it's November and the Black Friday sales event here at Foster Motors, and we're having Black Friday deals all month long. Rebates are high, we have 2018s to move out, and we have some fantastic vehicles to look at, like our all-new Ram 1500 and all-new Jeep Wrangler. Let me tell you, you have to see them and drive them to appreciate all the new technology and changes that have been made. These vehicles are amazing. So once again, I would like to invite you in and see us on Route 7 South. Take a look at our awesome selection of new and used trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans. Let me show you the real deals and cut through all the clutter that you hear about super low payments that are offered but never able to be met. I hope to see you soon. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Well, welcome back to the Harold Alfond Arena here on the campus of Colby College in Waterville, Maine. Bruce Zeman with you. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. And if the first period was a goaltending battle, the second period was a scoring outburst by the Middlebury College Panthers. We'll take a recap of the goals right now.
Goalies will change ends, and we will commence with the third period.
So the reason for the short intermission there is, again, there was some pretty significant damage to the ice at the end of that play there on the second Middlebury goal. We'll get to that in a second. However, They sent the teams to the locker rooms, so there's going to be an extended intermission while they repair the ice. So apologize for that. As I was saying, however, the first period of this game featured a real goaltending battle between Andrew Tucci and Brian Ketchbaugh. And the second period featured Middlebury scoring two big goals, the first one coming at 14:35 of the second period. Owen Powers has it for the Panthers at the right circle. A whole bunch of players coming together. A big hit there by Cole Jocelyn from Middlebury. Comes in front. Jocelyn shoots and he scores! Sloppy play in the defensive zone. And I believe that is going to be credited to Cole Jocelyn. See if that stands. So again, Jocelyn with a huge hit along the boards, then getting up quickly, skating into the Colby defensive zone, getting the puck over to Mitch Allen, who sent it over to Owen Powers, who banged it past Tucci to give Middlebury a 1-0 lead at 14:35 of the second period. And then, less than 2 minutes later, Middlebury would strike again after a sloppy defensive play by the goaltender, and Charlie Parson bangs it in to make it 2-0 Middlebury. Defensive zone. Sent off the boards by the Panthers. Brett Pastor comes all the way down. Tucci has to come out to get it. He misplays that, and oh my goodness, what a terrible turnover that was. Tucci out in the corner to play the puck. And completely missed it. And it was picked up, and the Panthers made them pay. Sloppy play in their defensive zone. What a huge turn of events by the Panthers. So again, Cole Jocelyn racing in with Tyler Capello, getting that puck over to Charlie Parsons. Tucci came out, tried to get it in the right corner and just missed it. And so Jocelyn got it over to Capello, who got it to Parsons, streaking right between the circles. He put it home, making it 2-0 Middlebury after 40 minutes of play. And for a team that had trouble scoring goals last year, only averaging 1.38 goals per game, this is a huge turn of events. And for Middlebury, leading 2-0 after 40 minutes of play, it is a huge, it's got to be a huge confidence builder as Middlebury coming in, taking on the defending NESCAC champions and leading them 2-0 after 40 minutes of play. Shots on goal that period for Colby 10, a two-period total of 22. And for Middlebury 9, a two-period total of 20. When we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in the NESCAC and also the NHL out-of-town scoreboard. But you are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
We're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont. In Weybridge.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, welcome back to the Alfond Arena here on the campus of Colby College in Waterville, Maine. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 on the WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Seaman with you on this Friday night as we open the 2018-2019 NESCAC men's hockey season. And for the Panthers, it really could have not gone any better so far. After a scoreless 20 minutes, which featured some terrific goaltending by the Panthers' Brian Ketchubov, in the second period, the Panthers getting two goals, one by Owen Powers and the second one by Charlie Parsons, to put them up 2-0 after 40 minutes of play. And one of the things that's got to be encouraging for the Panthers is that one of their strengths last year, in a season that admittedly they would have liked to have done better, their penalty was at 86.5% last year. So far in this game is 3-for-3. So the Panthers really firing on all cylinders. And for Coach Neil Sinclair, he wanted his team to come out and play loose and have fun. And it certainly looks like they are doing that. And again, after two periods of play here at the Alfond Arena, the Panthers leading the defending NESCAC champion Colby College Mules 2-0. Taking a look right now at the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard, there are four other games tonight. We'll get you updated on those right now. Game number one, the Amherst College Mammoths taking on the Hamilton College Continentals. And at the end of the second period, Hamilton leading Amherst 2-0. Williams taking on Bowdoin. up at the Sidney J. Watson Arena, a team that the Panthers will take on tomorrow at 4 o'clock here on WBTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. And at the end of two, Williams leading the Polar Bears 2-0. Game number three, the Trinity College Bantams on the road taking on Tufts. And after two periods of play, as we get ready to start the third, Trinity leading that game 1-0. And the other men's game tonight, Wesleyan is taking on Conn College at the Dayton Arena in New London, Connecticut. That game tied at 2 after 40 minutes of play. And of course here, after 40 minutes of play, the Middlebury College Panthers leading Colby 2-0. Time right now for the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town scoreboard on Middlebury College Panther Hockey. A bunch of games tonight. So far, though, none of them have any scores. The Boston Bruins and Dallas Stars scoreless. 8:58 left to play in the first period. Buffalo and Winnipeg also scoreless. 8:01 left in the second period. Some of the other games that are going on tonight. The LA Kings on the road taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. That game just about to get underway in Chicago. The Capitals taking on the Colorado Avalanche in Colorado. That game at 9 o'clock. St. Louis at the Vegas Golden Knights at 10 o'clock. And the other late game at the Honda Center in Anaheim. The Toronto Maple Leafs taking on the Anaheim Ducks. That game at 10 o'clock. But again, so far for the Middlebury College Panthers, this game really going according to script. If you want to say that you wanted to get a fresh start for a new season, playing loose, having fun, and just making sure to do the little things right. I have been very impressed so far with the play of both Cole Jocelyn, the Panthers' left winger from Cohasset, Massachusetts. He's a freshman from Proctor Academy. He's got 2 points tonight, and also not on the score sheet tonight, but Connor Breen, who is a freshman from Barrington, Rhode Island. I'll tell you what, he is a big individual, 6'4", 220, and he has definitely made his physical presence known tonight, something the Panthers had not had last year. And so, as we await the start of the third period, it looks like the ice is not the only thing that took a shot there when that play happened that resulted in the second goal for the Panthers. Right now, the maintenance staff is actually outside the rink replacing panes of glass. So I guess not only when the player fell, I guess it not only ripped up the ice, it also shattered the boards. So they're working on that. They're cleaning up the glass there. But again, the Panthers up 2-0 after 40 minutes of play. And this bodes well because tomorrow on the One Credit Union Radio Network here on 92.1 WBTK, the Panthers are going to travel down the road to the Sidney J. Watson Arena to take on the Bowdoin College Polar Bears, a team that has given them some trouble in the past. And the Panthers would love to come out of here tonight with a win. And what a great way it would be to start the season with a win here at Colby and then a win tomorrow at Bowdoin. Again, I don't pretend to be a coach, but in a series like this, when you're playing two tough teams, you're definitely happy with a split, although getting 4 points this weekend, especially in conference games, that's just big. And so again, for the Panthers, they are 20 minutes away from what we hope will be their first win of the season, and then they'll get ready to take on the Bowdoin College Polar Bears tomorrow on the road up at Bowdoin. So while we have this time, I want to thank our sponsors, the 2018-2019 Middlebury College Panther Hockey sponsors, One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street, Vergennes, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services on South Main Street, Middlebury, and also Main Street in Castleton. Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Home, also the sponsor of the Panther Hockey pregame show. Caring, compassionate, and experienced professionals serving the community since the early 1900s. Three Squares Cafe, serving casual and creative cuisine 7 days a week on Main Street in Vergennes and online at threesquarescafe.com. Fire and Ice Restaurant, Fire and Ice Restaurant in Middlebury, a landmark dining house and museum with a 55-plus item salad bar and the best food and drink you will find anywhere. Fire and Ice Restaurant, the sponsor of the NHL Out-of-Town Scoreboard. Very thankful for that. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People, on Route 7 South in Middlebury. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon for all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon. Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk from their farm to your local store. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value hardware store, and so much more. Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury, with a drop-off location in Vergennes. And Denneker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Denneker Chevrolet, find new roads. So between periods 2 and 3 here at the Alfond Arena, Waterville, Maine, Panthers leading 2-0. Goals that period by Owen Powers, one of the captains this year for the Panthers, and Charlie Parsons. Powers' goal coming at 14:35 of the second period. Mitch Allen and Cole Jocelyn picking up the assists on that goal. And then the second Panther goal, scored by Charlie Parsons. He assisted by number 22, Tyler Capello, and Jocelyn once again. And for the Panthers, Capello and Jocelyn. For Capello, his first point as a Middlebury College Panther, so congratulations there. And also Cole Jocelyn picking up his first 2 points as a Middlebury College Panther. And so the Panthers leading 2-0 after 40 minutes of play. And it certainly looks like it's going to be a couple of minutes here before we are ready to go. We're going to step aside here. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the other games going on in the NESCAC. We'll update them. But right now, you are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank Real. Live Real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Well, welcome back to the Harold Alfond Arena here on the campus of Colby College in beautiful Waterville, Maine. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK. And the One Credit Union Radio Network, Bruce Zeman, very happy to be with you on a Friday night. It is always a good time for hockey. But it's even better when the team that you root for and you follow is up. And that's exactly what the Panthers are doing tonight in their season opener here at the Alfond Arena, taking on the defending NESCAC champions. Tough task in their first game, but I'll tell you what, they have come to play tonight so far. Goals by Owen Powers and Charlie Parsons, staking the Panthers to a 2-0 lead as we are in between periods 2 and 3. And apologize for the delay. At the end of the second period, after the Panthers scored their second goal, what had happened is one of the players fell down and not only damaged the ice, but his stick came up and shattered some glass. So there was glass all over the ice. There was damage to the ice. So a huge, very lengthy delay in terms of getting the players back on the ice. So what they're going to do, I believe, is add that 3:35 to this third period. So they'll play 3:35 or 3:25, rather. And then what they'll do is, so they're going to play 3:25 left in the second period. And then what they'll do is the goalies will switch ends. So right now, for the next 3:25, the Panthers are still going to be skating from left to right, and the Mules from right to left. And then after the 3:25 mark, what they'll do is they'll swap sides, and we will play the third period. So if you're wondering if a delay like that has any impact, the answer is absolutely. And there's a reason. There's a momentum change. And that's not necessarily a bad thing if you're Colby. The two goals that the Panthers have tonight, quite frankly, defensive mistakes. And so when you have a delay like that, it gives you a chance to kind of reformulate what you're doing and maybe break some momentum. For the Panthers, they've got everything going. They want to keep going. They want to get that 23-35, 23-25 off the clock. They want to get out of here with a win, the first win of the season. So it remains to be seen if that has any impact. And I'll say something else. For the goaltenders, it also matters because things can tighten up. So again, 3:25 left to play in the second period. Here we go. Finally back to action. We have got Nick O'Connor taking the face-off for the Mules, who will skate from right to left for the next 3:25. And for the Panthers, Michael Fahey taking the face-off. The official is ready to go. We are two, finally. One by Fahey back into the right corner. Dawson picking it up around the boards to trying to get it to Breen, but he loses it. It's picked up by O'Connor, who sends it along the boards, and it's picked up by Fahey, who's got Heinrichs with him. Fahey over the blue line, dumping it in, and Heinrichs sends it in deep behind Tucci. Heinrichs with it again, back to the point. He's looking for Breen, and it scoots past him. Stahluth racing behind Ketchabah. Stahluth still has it. Centers it in front, and it is broken up by the Panthers' defense, sent into the left corner. Stahluth in the left boards, left corner boards. For Colby, sends it out, and Heinrichs knocks it out. And Colby has to regroup and send it up and back in. And that is exactly what they're doing. Justin Grillo dumps it in, but it's knocked back out by Dawson, who is trying to change, and they're not able to as Colby dumps it in. But Dawson and Breen dumping it in, able to get the change as Cage and Pastor back out there now on defense for the Panthers. Pastor bats it with his glove back in, and the Panthers have to get on sides as Michael Thomas takes it behind his goaltender Tucci, passing it up to Houston, who sends it up to pick off by Pastor, who's content to just bang that in. And Mitch Allen in the right corner boards leaves it there for Bentley, sends it around the boards, now on the left side and out as Logan Clark dumps it in. He tries to come in on Ketchabah. A nice play by Cage, walling him outside and keeping him away from his goaltender. Cage with it again, this time on the right side across to his defense partner, Pastor, and dumped in. Bentley with it now, over to Allen, deep in the Colby zone on the left side boards. And Shulin trying to get it out for Colby, and the Panthers dump it in as they get a change of forwards. Here comes Colby. They try to dump it in the zone. It's broken up, and Jocelyn, who's got 2 points in on a shot, and that's deflected off of a defenseman's stick. Deflected off of Jake Rasch's stick into the netting. And so 1:06 left to play in the second period. Middlebury leading 2-0 on goals by Owen Powers and Charlie Parsons, who came earlier in the period. Face off to the left of Tucci. Bentley taking the face off for Middlebury. Madison gets O'Connor. And it's won by O'Connor back along the boards. It's deep in the Colby defensive zone. Parsons sending it behind Tucci, taken by Colby, who is able to get it out. And it's a 2-on-1 if they hurry, broken up by the Middlebury defense, though. It is sent along by Danny Tye. And dumps it in. The Panthers still with it deep in the Colby zone. The puck is loose in front. The Colby defense having some trouble getting it out, but they finally do, and it goes back into the Middlebury defensive zone. And Brendan Dawson will set things up as his defense partner, Connor Breen, dumps it in. Tucci back behind his net, leaving it for Overby, who sends it around. And it's taken by Dawson again, who's circling in the right circle. Tries to get it off the boards. Taken by Danner, who gets it out. And that is the end of the second period. But as mentioned, based on the lengthy delay, the teams are going to just switch sides, and we're going to get things going again. So shots on goal for that period, which we're going to update for you now. 10 for Middlebury and 10 for Colby. A two-period total for Colby of 22 and a two-period total for Middlebury of 21. Get ready to start the action as soon as the goalies switch sides. Middlebury up 2-0 on goals by Owen Powers. That goal coming at 14:25 of the second period. And then Charlie Parsons getting on the board at 16:35 of the second period. So Middlebury leading 2-0 as we get the third period underway. The Mules skating from left to right. The Panthers right to left. And the faceoff, which was at center ice, featured Michael Fahey against Nick O'Connor. The Mules with their top line of Scott, O'Connor, and Grillo out there. The Panthers countering with Chuck, Fahey, and Heinrichs. One by Fahey up to Heinrichs, who skates over the blue line. They're offsides. They've got to get back on, and the Panthers are offsides there. They're not only offsides, but there is also a penalty. It's a slashing call. And we'll see who this is against. And it looks like the Mules' Keenan Scott going into the box. Scott to the box for slashing. This penalty coming at 20 seconds of the third period. The Panthers' second power play of the game. They're 0-for-1 so far. Face off to the left of Tucci. It's taken back to the point by Cage. He sends it over to Allen. It's loose in front. Allen with a shot that was blocked by the Colby defense, and they clear it out.
Colby College penalty at number 11, Keenan Scott. Receives 2 minutes for slashing.
So on the power play here, the Panthers have out Powers, Danner, and Allen with Bentley and Cage at the points. Back to Cage. Over to Bentley. Bentley in the left circle. He tries to send it to Powers behind Tucci, broken up by the Kobe defense, but he gets it back, and now Powers skating along the boards, drops it off the cage at the left circle. A wrist shot deflected by Bentley, a dangerous deflection, a nice stop by Tucci. The puck down the right corner. 1 minute left to go in the penalty to Scott for slashing. And it comes all the way down, and the Panthers have to regroup behind Brian Ketchabaugh, who has made 22 saves tonight. Brendan Dawson now behind Ketchabaugh as the Panthers get things set up here. Sends it along the left boards to Jocelyn. Jocelyn back to McKee. McKee dumps it in over to Jocelyn. It comes back out. Dumped into the Middlebury defensive zone by Brendan Murphy in the right corner now. And it's left for Morrissey. Morrissey picking it up, but he loses it to Michael Fahey. Fahey to Jocelyn. Jocelyn leaving it over to McKee. McKee bringing it into the Colby defensive zone, where Thomas Stahlhuth, one of the captains of Colby, drives it all the way back. And that'll do it for that penalty. Middlebury 0 for 2 on the power play. Colby 2 for 2 on the penalty kill. Dawson trying to get things set up here, not seeing the way he likes it. He's waiting along the boards. Sends it over to Jocelyn, who dumps it in deep as the Panthers change here. It's in the left corner. Jocelyn racing to get it. He's got Danny Tye, Zach Shapiro, and Matt Danner with him. And Danner has played a good game tonight, pressuring the puck carrier for Colby. And Danner has been a bundle of energy tonight. That's something the Panthers can use. Brillo into the defensive zone of the Panthers. A shot that he took that was blocked by Spencer Cage, who's also quietly played a strong game tonight. Cage, a senior out of Fishers, Indiana. He's missed a lot of the last two seasons. He is back, and I'll tell you what, his impact tonight, just his speed, is something that is definitely noticeable. So Houston taking the face-off against Powers, won by Houston, but it bounces back. And Bentley racing with along the boards. He goes down as it comes into the Colby defensive zone. And the Panthers are offsides. And I'll tell you what, Emac Bentley, the freshman from Solon, Ohio, as I think a player we're going to be talking about a lot this season, he has definitely got some speed and grit. And that's something the Panthers can use. And the officials right now are trying to figure out where the faceoff is. And it looks like they're going to take that at center ice. 16:46 left to play, third period. 2-0 Middlebury. Owen Powers and Charlie Parsons with the goals this evening. The faceoff, Houston. And Powers, won by Powers, into the Colby defensive zone. A shot saved, Tucci. And Powers bringing that in. A nice save by the goaltender, Tucci, for Colby. Picking up that shot. Middlebury getting that in quickly. And Andrew Tucci making a nice save for the Mules, keeping the deficit at 2. 16:34 left to play third period. 2-0 Middlebury. Face off in their right circle. Capello against Houston. Won by Capello. Dumped in the left corner. Picked up by Sean Holly. Holly to his defense partner, Jake Rash. And up along the boards and back out. Now Holly with it again as it goes back into the left corner. Capello pressuring him as it comes back out, and Middlebury doing a nice job clogging up the neutral zone. It's brought back in. Shulin brings it in over to Serepak. The line of Morrissey, Serepak, and O'Rourke out there now. It comes back along the boards, and it's sent out, and Jocelyn again with it over the blue line. And Charlie Parsons taking a big hit there. Alpin bringing it in, a shot that Ketchabaugh has. He holds on to that. So we'll get a face-off. 15:36 left to play third period. Middlebury leading 2-0. And it seems whenever the Mules have gotten something going, Brian Ketchabaugh has been there tonight to stop it. Face-off to the left of Ketchabaugh. It is going to be number 12, Brendan Murphy, taking the face-off against Michael Fahey. Won by Fahey into the right corner. It is picked up. It's still being held in the right corner. It's being picked up by Patty Daly for Colby. Trying to get it around, and he skies it, and it comes out. Picked up by Overby. Gets it to Murphy, who jumps it in. And Daly went for the big hit, and he missed. Patty Daly went for the big hit, and he got a lot of boards there. And so they ice the puck, and so that'll come back down. This faceoff is going to be to the right of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh, who's made 23 saves tonight. 15:05 left to go, third period. O'Connor taking the faceoff against Fahey. Won by Fahey, sends it over to Cage. Cage sends it up along the boards, dumps it in, a shot that goes in, and they'll say that that's icing, so they'll bring that one back. 14:58 left to go, third period. We had end-to-end action for a while, and now we've got things slowed down to a near crawl. O'Connor taking the face-off again against Fahey. This one is won by O'Connor, back to the point. And a shot by Grillo goes wide and is knocked out by the Panthers, picked up by Stahlhuth, brings it back in. Grillo's got it, dumps it in, sends it in on Ketchabaugh behind the net, picked up by the Panthers. Fahey with it, gets it up to Heinrichs. The Panthers line of Tkachuk, Fahey, and Heinrichs out there, seeing some important minutes as the clock drops down to 14:20 in the third period. Along the boards right in front of the Colby bench, it's taken by Shapiro. Shapiro loses the puck to Grillo. Grillo brings it over to Scott, who loses it along the boards, and Danny Tai has got it. And they're going to say that Colby is offsides. 14:07 left to play, third period. Middlebury with a 2-0 lead on the Colby College Mules. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK Port Henry on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Danny Tai taking the faceoff against Spencer Hewson, to the right of goaltender Andrew Tucci. Won by Tai, a shot that is blocked partially by one of his defensemen, and it is skied out by the Mules, and it's off the stanchion. And so it'll come back in, and we'll do that again. This faceoff will be on the opposite side. It'll be to the left of Andrew Tucci. Emac Bentley taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Houston. Won by Bentley, and he went forward. Did a nice job centering it. Back to Connor Breen, who's at the in the right side behind the net. Tries to center it in front, and tell you what, Bentley did a nice job on that faceoff, not only winning it, but going forward. And the puck back now in the Middlebury defensive zone. Brendan Dawson leaving it for his partner, Connor Breen. And Breen and Dawson playing dipsy doodle. As we hit 13:30 left to play in the third period, the Panthers content to take time off the clock here. No rush for them. As they try to get something set up, Dawson was trying to send it off the boards. And instead of doing that, he sent it to his bench. So the faceoff will come back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Serapak. And it is won by Serapak, although he goes forward. It's picked up by the Panthers. Mitch Allen now in the right corner. Back to the point, a shot that goes wide, and it's along the boards. And Morrissey, trying to get it in, he sends it back to Jimmy McHugh, who dumps it in as the Panthers will change, coming up on 13 minutes left in the third period. Rourke sending it in, he's in the right circle. He rushes in looking for some help, looking for Stahlhuth, but it's broken up by the defense. Cage has it for the Panthers, sends it over to Bentley, who brings it in. He's now in the left corner. He's got Capello with him. Middlebury coach Neil Sinclair mixing up the lines a little bit here. And the puck down the right corner. Grillo with it for Colby. And it's sent deep into the Colby zone, and the hitting is really picking up here. Charlie Parsons taking the worst of that hit along the boards. But he's okay into the bench, which is good news. Here comes Alec Heinrichs. Alex racing in the right circle, trying to poke it in on Tucci. He goes around. He's got some speed. Jocelyn with a shot. Saved by Tucci. Jocelyn behind the net in the left corner right now. The Colby defense doing a good job keeping them away from the netminder. Overby sending it behind the net. Scott with it now. Back to Overby to the left circle. Grillo with it, and he dumps it out. But it's picked up by Heinrichs. Tried to center that one, and Colby sending it over to Grillo, able to get it out. Grillo over the blue line, the top of the right circle. He's being pestered by Pastor. Brett Pastor doing a nice job for the Panthers, sending that around and getting it out. Matt Ganner along the boards, getting it over to Brendan Dawson, who gets it over to Shapiro. Shapiro sending it in deep as more valuable time ticks off the clock. 11:10 left to play third period, 2-0 Middlebury. Goals by Owen Powers and Charlie Parsons. Right now the difference in this game as the Panthers continue to dump it deep, and Colby trying to get it out and get some attack going here. Cage again over to Shapiro. Back to Pastor, who skates over the red line and dumps it in. And that one off the stanchion. And we'll come outside. They're going to take that at center ice. 10:51 left to play in the third period. The opening game of the season for both of these teams. Of course, the Panthers on the road tomorrow up at Bowdoin. We'll have that game for you at 4 o'clock on WBTN, the One Credit Union Radio Network. Spencer Houston taking the face-off for the Mules against the Panthers' Owen Powers. There's some discussion between the Panthers bench and the officials, but that ends. The faceoff won by Houston, who drops it back to Stallhuth, who sends it in. Spencer Cage racing in. He does a nice job of getting there first, bouncing it off the boards, but it's picked up by the Mules' Michael Thomas. Thomas in the left corner now, trying to get it back behind the net, gets it to Houston. And Colby trying to get the puck back up to the points to get a shot off, but the Panthers doing a nice job not allowing that to happen. Around the boards. It's picked up by Shulin in the left corner. Sends it on net, but that one is wide. Pastor in front, keeping the crease clear. The defense pairing of Pastor and Cage doing a nice job for Middlebury, keeping Ketchabaugh's crease free of traffic. They played a strong game tonight. And the puck now in the Colby defensive zone. A shot from the point by Ryan Ash. That one went wide. And for the Panthers right now, we have McKee and Ash at the points, with Bentley, Powers, and Allen out there, and they'll change. The whole line will change. And Coach Neil Sinclair going with Jocelyn, Capello, and Parsons, with Dawson and Breen on defense. It's dumped in, and the Mules want icing, and the referees say no as the clock keeps moving, and the puck bounces out. It's picked up by John Rourke, who dumps it in, and Ketchabaugh comes out to play that. It's sent over to Dawson, and that is picked up by Michael Morrissey. Morrissey around the boards trying to get it back deep, but it's picked up by the Panthers. A shot by Morrissey. That one is blocked, and it's sent along the left boards, and it pops out, and Cole Jocelyn racing to get that. Jocelyn along the boards, and it bounces back, and Dawson has it. He sends it over to Pastor. It's dumped back in. Dawson and Pastor out there right now. Icing is waved off, and Colby trying to get the offense in gear here. Nick O'Connor with it deep in the right corner. 8:25 left to play third period. Colby down by two. And Grillo behind the net going down, trying to get a call, but no sale. Camille Tkachuk for the Panthers racing in. A shot saved by Tucci. Nice save by Tucci again on the shot from Tkachuk. A shot loose in front. It is loose. It's Ryan Ash and Kamil Tkachuk. A whole lot of bodies flying in front. And that line of Tkachuk, Fahey, and Heinrichs making things happen. Tkachuk racing in along the right side, getting a shot right in the middle of the circle that Tucci made a nice stop on. And now the Panthers actually out shooting Colby 26-25. 8:02 left to play third period. And the Panthers up by two. Danny Tye taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Brandon Murphy. Faceoff to the left of Tucci. Murphy and Tye battling. One by Tye, who sends it around. It's in the corner. It comes up. And that one pops into the Colby bench. And so we get a stoppage. 7:54 left to play third period. Middlebury leading by two. First game of the season on the road. Here at the Alfond Arena. Faceoff against the left of goaltender Andrew Tucci, who's played a pretty good game tonight. In spite of giving up two goals, Danny Tye again taking the faceoff against Brendan Murphy. And the referee drops the puck. One by Murphy. Back to Thomas around the boards. Sends it around. A shot in front, saved by Tucci. Puck came around the boards, and Andrew Tucci making a potentially game-saving save right there. Because if they went down by three here, that would definitely be a problem. He saves that. It comes back in. It is taken by Michael Thomas, who's behind his goaltender right now as the Colby Mules get set up. Set up along the left side. It's passed up to number 12, Brendan Murphy, who dumps it in. It's in the left corner right now, broken up by the Panthers. Zach Shapiro gets nailed along the boards. He goes down, as does the official, and fortunately everybody's okay. Here comes Colby. They dump it in. Ryan Ash sending it out. Picked up by Mitch Allen. Allen loses it to Clark. Clark has it. Taken again by Allen. Allen with a drive. That one's wide. He had Emac Bentley with him, and it's taken by the Mules, J.P. Schulin, who loses it to Bentley. Bentley's got some speed. He sends it into Allen. Allen is saved. Allen's shot is saved by Andrew Tucci. Bentley doing a nice job getting it up to Allen, who went on the backhand, but Tucci won better. Coming out and making a nice play to save that, cutting down the angle and keeping the deficit at two. So 6:42 left to play third period. Middlebury leading 2-0. Charlie Parsons and Owen Powers with the goals tonight, giving Middlebury a 2-0 lead. The faceoff this time to the left of Tucci, and Cole Jocelyn taking the faceoff for Middlebury right now. He takes that against Rob Serapak, won by Jocelyn. It's deep in the Colby zone. Parsons with it. The line of Parsons, Capello, and Jocelyn getting a lot of ice time tonight. Brendan Dawson with the puck for Middlebury, trying to send it in, and it is broken up by Colby. Number 24, Sean Holly with it, sends it around to his partner, Austin Halpin. As Colby has kind of juggled their lines a little bit, potentially to get some more offense. Brendan Dawson doing a nice job along the boards to wall off Michael Morrissey. Puck bounces out. It's taken by Justin Grillo in neutral ice. It's sent in by Holly. It's over to Grillo. Grillo with a backhand. That one is sent over wide. Heinrichs with the puck now for Middlebury. Back behind Ketchabaugh into the corner. Tkachuk with the puck for Middlebury along the boards in the right corner. It's taken by Grillo. Grillo trying to center. Back to the top of the circle. A shot by Thomas, blocked by the Panther defense. Grillo keeps it in. The Mules doing a nice job putting on some pressure here. Trying to center. He's looking for Stahlhuth. Scott was in the left corner looking for Stahlhuth, but it was broken up by the Panthers defense. And a nice play by Tkachuk to break that up. He sends it over to Heinrichs, who falls down, and it's taken by Stahlhuth, who's got some speed himself. He brings it into the zone. Scott with the puck for Colby. Over to Wilson, a shot. Spencer Hewson with that big shot from the right circle. That went just wide. A nice shot by Hewson getting that off. 4:50 left to play third period in Middlebury. Playing end-to-end hockey, utilizing their speed to keep Colby off the board. Puck taken by Danner over the red line. He brings it in the left circle, a wrist shot right to the midsection. A nice shot there by the Danner, Ty, and Shapiro line. Excuse me, the Danner, Ty, and Shapiro line there. 4:40 left to play. Third period. Middlebury now out shooting Colby 31-25. Face off to the left of Andrew Tucci. It's the Bentley, Powers, and Allen line. Powers taking the face off right now. I believe this is Brendan Murphy, and it is, and it's won by Murphy, and he goes back behind Tucci, but he loses it to Powers. Back to Ash, a shot that's blocked by Daly. Nice shot blocking it in his equipment. Nice job by Daly blocking that shot. Shot blocking is definitely an important part of being a defenseman, and that was a big play there, stopping that from getting through to Tucci. Again, Powers with the faceoff back to the point, over to Ash. Ash sends it around. It's taken by Halpin, and here come the Mules. Overby over the blue line into the Middlebury defensive zone. Panthers trying to get it out, and it's taken by Powers. Powers over to McKee. McKee up to Allen. Allen looking for Bentley. A shot that was saved by Tucci. Nice stop there. Powers looking for the rebound. And the Panthers doing a nice job keeping the puck in the Colby zone. Allen just playing dipsy doodle, getting back to Dawson. Dawson over to Breen, who's gonna, looks like he's going to unload it here. And he fakes it and sends it back deep. 3:40 left to play third period. Middlebury up by two. A nice job there by Charlie Parsons, pinching into the left corner. Parsons has got Dawson and Breen again. Dawson from the top of the circles. A wrist shot, score! What a shot by Brendan Dawson. Charlie Parsons came in right off the bench, kept the puck in the zone, and was able to go back into the left corner and get the puck over to Brendan Dawson, who just let that fly. And Middlebury is now up by three. Brendan Dawson has got some speed. He's a very smooth skating defenseman for the Panthers. But he's also got a lethal wrist shot, and he just used it there, putting that past Andrew Tucci, making it 3-0 Middlebury. That goal is going to come at 16:32 of the third period. The face-off at center ice. It is going to be Fahey against O'Connor. Won by Fahey, brought into the Colby defensive zone. Back to Cage at the point. A shot that is blocked. And it's loose in front. Holly with the puck for Colby.
Middlebury goal scored by number 2, Brendan Dawson. Assist to number 29, Charlie Parsons. Time of the goal, 16:32 of the third period.
So if you missed that, Dawson, his first of the season. The assist to number 29, Charlie Parsons. The goal at 16:32 of the third period, making it 3-0 Middlebury. And boy, if you wanted a better script for the start of the new season for Middlebury, this is it right here. We're writing it. So the face-off to the left of Tucci. Danny Ty taking the face-off against O'Connor. Won by O'Connor, but it comes out. Scott with it now along the boards for Colby as it comes into the zone. Brillo with it in the right circle. A shot saved by Ketchumoff, and Colby scores on the rebound. I believe that's going to be Nick O'Connor from Justin Grillo. We'll have to wait and see if that's how it stands. Or that's how it's called, rather. Grillo did a nice job racing in there, and then he took a shot and came back over to O'Connor, who I believe put it home. So on shot 27 for Colby, it's 3-1. So the face-off at center ice. Powers against Houston, won by Powers. It comes in. Powers has got it. He's in the left circle, circling up to Allen. Allen off the boards. to Bentley. Bentley racing around the right side. The net is empty for Colby. They've got an extra attacker on with 2:20 left to play in the third period.
Colby Collins goals for my number 22, Nico Connor. Assist to number 8, Justin Brill. Final goal, 17-11.
And so right off that faceoff, I apologize, we were waiting for the official to get the call there. The goal is going to be number 22, Nick O'Connor, the assist to number 8, Justin Grillo, coming at 17-11. And then right off the faceoff, Middlebury scores on the open net, making it 4-1. We apologize for that. The faceoff at center ice right now, we'll get that goal for you in just a moment, it is going to be Serapak against Capello. One by Capello, back into the Middlebury defensive zone, and it's sent back in. And they're going to call icing on that. With 1:59 left to play in this third period, the Middlebury College Panthers in their season opener.
Scored by number 23, Emac Bentley, with an unassisted time of the goal, 17:51 of the third period.
And so that goal, the Panthers' empty net goal scored by number 23, Emac Bentley. His first goal as a Panther, it's unassisted at 17:51 of the third period. So the faceoff to the left of Brian Ketchabaugh. He comes back behind his net right now. Grillo with it. He sends it around. It's taken by Charlie Parsons, who's trying to get it out. He has no luck doing that yet. Still along the boards. As O'Connor sends it back in, it's taken by John Rourke, who tries to center it. Panthers doing a nice job keeping them at bay. Grillo with it again in the left corner. The Colby net again is empty. And so Capello off the boards. He sends it down, and that is icing. So 1:19 left to play in the third period. Panthers up 4-1. And a minute 19 seconds away from putting quite a damper on the Colby College Mules season opener that saw them raise their championship banner tonight. Face off to the left of Brian Ketchabaugh. Nick O'Connor was going to take the face off, but it looks like we've got a timeout here. So a timeout was taken here. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Brought to you in part this season by Autumn Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Autumn Gold Jewelry on Main Street in downtown Middlebury and at autumngoldjewelry.com. The National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Vergennes, Brandon, and Hinesburg, and online at nbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency Incorporated, for all your insurance needs, on Washington Street in Middlebury. Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. They've got the parts for the car, the truck, the boat, and even the 18-wheelers. Lathrop Forest Products, with over 64 years of experience in the forests of Vermont. They have the skills and the capability to consistently harvest timber. Shearer Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and Cadillac on Shelburne Road in South Burlington. And Woodware, offering the finest furniture, housewares, and accessories on Route 7 South in Middlebury. 1:19 left to play in the third period, and presumably the game, barring something miraculous. This face-off to the left, of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. It is going to be Nick O'Connor against Michael Fahey, won by O'Connor. It comes back around the boards, and the Mules with the empty net trying to get closer to the Panthers' four tallies. It comes in front, and it bounces out of the zone, and Michael Thomas has got to come back to neutralize to bring it back in. And the Panthers trying to get it out. A nice job by Thomas to keep it back in, and it comes out. It's skied out. 43 seconds left to play. Jocelyn in the right corner, just holding things up there, went trying to run some time off the clock. Grillo across the blue line, up to Scott. Scott dumps it in, dumps it back to O'Connor, gets in front. That one is deflected wide. 25 seconds left to play in the game. Or in the third period, I should say. Now in the right corner, O'Connor has it. Looking to the left circle, shoots. Michael Thomas had pinched in. He took a shot. That one went wide. Puck back to the left point. Shot by Thomas behind the net. And that's going to do it. And I'll say this, the Panthers are excited, and they should be. 4-1 the final. We'll be back to talk about it. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The stripe guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office, we'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, if you are looking for a game that featured awesome goaltending and a lot of offensive excitement and you're a Middlebury fan, you got that tonight. Welcome back to the Alfond Arena here in Waterville, Maine, where the Middlebury College Panthers have defeated the Colby College Mules in the season opener 4-1 in a game that featured some amazing goaltending from both goaltenders. Scoreless after the first period, Andrew Tucci and Brian Ketchabah, the goaltenders for Colby and Middlebury, respectively, pitching a shutout in the first period. And then in the second period, the Panthers scoring twice. We had goals from both Owen Powers and Charlie Parsons, their first of the year, respectively. And then we had that lengthy delay, so it was 2-0 after 40 minutes. And then in the third period, Middlebury went up 3-0 after a phenomenal pinch by Charlie Parsons coming off the bench and a wrist shot by Brendan Dawson, making it 3-0 Middlebury. 3:40 left to play third period. Middlebury up by two. A nice job there by Charlie Parsons, pinching into the left corner. Parsons has got Dawson and Breen again. Dawson from the top of the circles. A wrist shot, score! What a shot by Brendan Dawson. Charlie Parson came in right off the bench, kept the puck in the zone, and was able to go back into the left corner and get the puck over to Brendan Dawson, who just let that fly. Middlebury is now up by three. And again, a fabulous play by Charlie Parsons, pinching in off the bench, coming off the bench, keeping the puck in the zone, going into the left corner, getting that to Brendan Dawson, who is probably the Panthers' best skater, if not one of the best skaters on the team, with a lethal wrist shot from above the top of the circles, making that 3-0. But Colby, to their credit, did not give up. It was about 40 seconds later when Nick O'Connor, the team's fourth leading scorer last year, finally got the Mules on the board. So the face-off to the left of Tucci. Danny Tighe taking the face-off against O'Connor. Won by O'Connor, but it comes out. Scott with it now along the boards for Colby as it comes into the zone. Brilla with it in the right circle. A shot saved by Ketchum, and Colby scores on the rebound. Grillo doing a nice job getting that over to O'Connor, who put it in the net from the, I guess you could say, the side of the left circle, making it 3-1 at 17-11 of the third period. And then about 40 seconds later, Emac Bentley, the Panthers' freshman left wing, getting his first goal of the season and first point on an empty net goal, that goal coming at 17:51. But that was it. And the Panthers salt this one away 4-1, winning their first game of the season and spoiling the Mules banner night here at the Alfond Arena. When we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, preview a little bit the game tomorrow against the Bowdoin College Polar Bears, and some more final thoughts. Also, the three stars coming up. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi there, Craig Lee, sales manager from Foster Motors, reaching out to you again. First, I would like to thank all of you who took the time to visit our dealership last month. We truly appreciate your time and business. Now it's November and the Black Friday sales event here at Foster Motors, and we're having Black Friday deals all month long. Rebates are high, we have 2018s to move out, and we have some fantastic vehicles to look at, like our all-new Ram 1500 and all-new Jeep Wrangler. Let me tell you, you have to see them and drive them to appreciate all the new technology and changes that have been made. These vehicles are amazing. So once again, I would like to invite you in and see us on Route 7 South. Take a look at our awesome selection of new and used trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans. Let me show you the real deals and cut through all the clutter that you hear about super low payments that are offered but never able to be met. I hope to see you soon. And remember, at Foster Motors,
family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
The cooler weather is here, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler before the cold weather sets in. So get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have the part you're looking for, and that does not happen often, they'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury, and you'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Price, quick service, and knowledgeable people that can find what you need fast along with the solid advice. See Brad and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. For parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to keep your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice, Napa in Middlebury. Napa, closed on Sundays.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Alfond Arena here at Colby College, Waterville, Maine. The Middlebury College Panthers getting their season off to a fabulous start, defeating the defending NESCAC champions 4-1 here tonight on the Mules banner night at the arena. They unfurled their 2017/2018 championship banner, and they could have used some of that magic from last year, because tonight they were outplayed by the Panthers, who win this game 4-1. And welcome to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey. Bruce Zeman, very happy to be with you. Time now for our three stars of the game, and usually you have to put some thought into this, but for me tonight it was very easy to pick the three stars of this game. You could not have written a better script or a better way for the Panthers to start the season. If you want to talk about a way to get some great momentum going, coming in on the road and taking on, supposedly, theoretically, the top team in the NESCAC, well, you did that. And you came in and you beat them. You beat them in all areas of the ice. The penalty kill was fantastic tonight, 4-for-4. You put a ton of shots on goal, 35 shots on goal, by the way, in the game for the Panthers, 27 for the Mules. The three stars of the game tonight, the third star from the Panthers, goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh, 27 shots, 26 saves. He played a great game. Star number two, also from the Panthers, number 77, freshman Cole Jocelyn, with two assists, two big assists tonight, getting his first two points as a Middlebury College Panther. And the number one star for the Panthers with a huge game, number 29, Charlie Parsons, one goal and one assist, 2 points, setting up Brendan Dawson's huge goal that made it 3-0 and essentially put this game out of reach. But again, the final score from the Alfond Arena, 4-1, the Panthers defeat the Colby College Mules. When we come back, we will take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard, also the Fire Nice Restaurant NHL out-of-town scoreboard, and finally, we'll preview the game tomorrow against the Bowdoin College Polar Bears. But again, right now, the final score from the Alfond Arena, Middlebury 4 and Colby 1. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at Three Squares Cafe, You're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, if you wanted a script for a successful start to the 2018-2019 season for the Middlebury College Panthers, and you watched this game tonight or listened to this game tonight, you got that. The Panthers coming in here on the road, Alfond Arena, and beating the Colby College Mules 4-1, a game that was very, very well played by the Panthers, and I'm sure the coaching staff of the Panthers are very pleased with the way that they played tonight. For the Panthers, Owen Powers, Charlie Parsons, Brendan Dawson, and Emac Bentley getting goals tonight, putting this game out of reach. The one game, the one goal for the Colby College Mules, number 22, Nick O'Connor, their fourth leading scorer last year. But again, the Panthers really dominating this game. Brian Ketchabaugh for the Panthers with a huge game in net, 27 shots, 26 saves, giving the Panthers their first win of the season. And I'm sure that's going to be a huge, huge momentum builder for the Panthers. Welcome back to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman with you. We're going to take a final look at the NESCAC scoreboard tonight. Finals now. These games are all finals. Hamilton beating Amherst 3-2. Williams beating Bowdoin 4-1. The Trinity College Bantams beating Tufts, shutting them out 3-0. And Wesleyan getting by Conn College 5-4. Of course, here, Middlebury beating Colby 4-1. The NHL out-of-town scoreboard, which again brought to you by Fire and Ice Restaurant. Fire and Ice Restaurant Middlebury, a landmark dining house and a museum. It's got a 55-plus item salad bar and the best food and drink you will find anywhere. Fire and Ice Restaurant in Middlebury. Right, and taking a look at some of the NHL scores, the Bruins and Stars still scoreless. 5 minutes left to play in the second period. The Jets, the Winnipeg Jets, leading the Buffalo Sabres 1-0. The Kings and Blackhawks scoreless with 17:50 left to play in the second period. The Avalanche leading the Capitals 1-0. And then the other games later tonight, the St. Louis Blues at the Vegas Golden Knights. And the Toronto Maple Leafs taking on the Anaheim Ducks at the Honda Center. Those two games at 10 p.m. But again, the final score tonight from the Alfond Arena here in Waterville, Maine. The Middlebury College Panthers 4, the Colby College Mules 1. So tomorrow, it sets the stage for game 2 of the opening weekend. The Panthers taking on the Bowdoin College Polar Bears on the road. And for the Panthers, when you go on the road, you know, again, I'm not a coach, but a split is always what you look for. They've got one win. How awesome it would be for the Panthers to come in and go the first opening weekend, have it go two wins, and get their season started that way. But again, an exciting win tonight here for the Panthers. I mean, especially since the Polar Bears also played tonight. Maybe they'll be a little tired. They were beaten by Williams 4-1. By the same score that the Panthers beat the Colby College Mules. I want to thank my buddy Jimmy Ty back in the studio, who I've called. He's going to score a goal at some point this season. Danny Ty, no relation. I get his name confused all the time. I think he's probably going to score a goal this year before the season is over. But as always, doing a fabulous job in the studio and bringing the games to you. So again, the final score from the Alfond Arena in Waterville, Maine, Middlebury College Panthers 4, the Colby College Mules 1. We'll be joining you again tomorrow at 3:30 on the road in Bowdoin as the Panthers take on the Bowdoin Polar Bears, game 2 of this weekend series. I'm Bruce Zeman, and for everybody at WVTK, thanks for listening. The final score 1, Middlebury wins their opening game of the 2018-2019 season, and you have been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Good night, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Monument Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Shears Chevrolet, Three Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WBTK and more information, visit 921WBTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WBTK.